Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready?
The incredible
Just Cut the Cuz podcast.
Check it out.
Now, the incredible
Just Cut the Cuz podcast. Yo, cuz.
In the place to be.
Beautiful.
What is up, everybody? We are back. Episode, I don't know what this episode is. We're in season two. I'm gonna tell all the kids that we flowing hard. Where you gonna go now? I'm gonna drive my car. All right, that's it.
Get it. What up, cut?
What is up? What is up? Not gonna say what up, Mike. Are you frozen again?
Hot fire.
What up? Sorry, you know, daddy duties, you know what I'm saying? Blow some boogers out the nose.
He said duties.
Duties. All right, we're back again. Look what I decided to pull a Michael and join him today.
I apparently got to cut it out of my life, so I don't do that anymore.
Oh, were you told something?
Yeah, I'm an alcoholic because I have a glass every day.
Dang. Sounds about right.
She got shut down real fast, huh? I'm gonna pull me and do what I do.
I'm gonna pull a Mark.
Yep. Nah, not in the house. I can't do that in the house. I'll get in trouble real fast.
Real fast. Is she home?
Real fast. Yeah, she's home. She's upstairs taking a shower. She just got. Nice. I freaking tried to make some chicken for dinner after going over those. Excuse me. Woo.
Wow, that was Mark, everybody. We're just gonna say it right now. That was Mark.
Did someone else just burp too?
That's part of the little clip.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Here, let's hear it again.
I see. Yeah. I was trying to make some chicken that, for some reason, I knew it wasn't gonna be done in time, but it said to only bake it. I was doing baked barbecue chicken because it was raining outside and I didn't want to barbecue outside. And it said to cook it 5 minutes on each side and then boil it for 5 minutes and it would be done. It was not done. It took like 40 minutes to cook that shit. So we just got done eating like 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, chicken takes a while.
I just looked up a recipe and I was like, all right, this should be easy. Made some Nash taters. I didn't have any milk, so I used sour cream. You ever use sour cream in your Nash taters?
Not in replacement for milk, no.
Yeah. You have, Mikey? That's good.
I've had. It is good.
That's good to know. I mean, I rarely put a lot of milk in it anyways. I put just a little bit, and then I put a lot of butter. I like butter.
I would put a whole fucking stick of butter if it was up to me.
Me too. It makes it taste so much better, bro.
Butter tastes great. That's why. Butter is great.
So every time, not to throw Sophie under the bus right now, but I'm about to. Every time I cook, the kids love when I cook
Top Ramen.
Mac and cheese. First of all, I cut up hot dogs and I put mac and cheese. And the secret that I do is I put a bunch of butter, dude. It just tastes good, bro. It's different. The kids love it. And hot dogs.
I know people. Is that like, where would you learn that from? Is that a thing?
Honestly, I got that.
The hot dogs.
I know the hot dogs is a thing.
Oh, okay. I was going to go into the hot dogs. So the butter, I don't know. I think one time I put too much. Yeah. And it was just like, damn, this one tastes so good. And then I just started doing extra butter. And I was like, it's the butter. That's the secret. That's what makes this shit so good.
Do you ever microwave a thing of popcorn and then throw a little more butter in that shit afterwards?
No, because you'd have to like, what do you micro? You melt the butter. Yeah.
Still melt that shit. But we have a little like popcorn maker now where you just throw everything in there with the kernels and shit. And then
have you seen the dome one where you put the stick of butter? So you put the kernels inside and you put the sticker of the butter on the top. And
the sticker of butter.
The popcorn's popping on the inside. The butter's melting on all the popcorn.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
That sounds really cool.
I'm one of those fat people at the movie theaters too. That I'll be like, hey, I want three different pumps of butters. Like, I want you to put a quarter popcorn, butter that shit, put another thing of another layer of popcorn, another butter, and then the last layer
top of popcorn. Another butter.
Nutter
butter.
Nutting butter.
It's Nutter so good, butter.
I love that shit.
Hey.
So good. Yeah, I the problem with popcorn at the movies, and they like fill the bag so much. Like, I want to tell them, like, hey, can you fill my bag halfway real quick, and then go put butter in it, and then come back and put the rest of the butter, and then put something in there.
Mark just said he does.
That's what I just said. I do. Cool. You can do that. Do you not listen to me? All you literally heard out of that whole thing was the butter. That's all you heard. Yeah, yeah. Just repeated the same thing.
So I did not listen to you, dog.
Oh my god.
There. All right.
You're an ass.
You're an ass. We're not listening. You're an ass. You're an ass. Sorry, I didn't listen to you. I did not. I was looking at our settings. I was looking at our settings to make sure everybody was being recorded. I was being a good host and producer, you know?
I mean, you don't let anybody else do it, so.
And you don't even fucking edit our shit anymore. You just release it how it is.
Yeah, dude. That's the best part about it. You can hear every burp.
What do you do? You
don't everything.
You just hit. You just hit the record and then upload it to iTunes.
No, you got to put it into. You got to put it into GarageBand. I use GarageBand. Sure.
My money's going to the right place, right?
Well, your money's going just to have it put up.
Just to clarify, that was Jay.
Damn it!
Sophie?
Damn
just
it.
Just so you know. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to let that shit slide.
That's disgusting.
Anyways.
No, Mikey's turn. So what's up? What's good with you guys?
So I got a crazy story for the week for me. I'll start off.
Do it up.
What was it? Thursday?
I've already heard it.
I don't think you have, honestly.
Mikey told me about it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I did tell you. I did tell you, actually. I did tell you, probably.
No, I didn't
about it. So Thursday morning, I wake up. I get in my truck. I got a little push start, so I push the button, and all I hear is, like, super loud. My engine, the whole car is just freaking loud. And I sat there for a second, and I, like, pushed the gas, and it sounded like one of those little race cars that go down the street, but, like, 10 times worse. Like, super loud. Every alarm in the neighborhood was going off. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, what? I thought maybe I blew my engine for a second. It took me about a good minute to sit there, and I was like, and I got out and I looked under my car, and I could see they cut my freaking Cadillac converter out, dude. So I got jacked this week, dog.
No way, dude.
Yeah.
Tweakers out there, dog. I thought you live on the nice side
decent,
now.
Yeah, he lives on the nice side.
Well, they don't go to the hood to steal, dog. Yeah. They go to the good spots to steal. Yeah,
You're right.
Everybody who says that, I always tell them that. They're like, they stole my bike out of my yard. Like, I haven't heard that in a long time. I'm just saying, like, yeah. And they're like, we live in a good neighborhood. I'm like, yeah, because the fools are coming from the bad neighborhood. They're not stealing from their own people. They're stealing from us, dog.
That's why I live in Arvin, dude.
You still got that shit on loud or what?
Nah, so what I had to do. No. So, yeah, straight piped it for now. Nah, that'd be smart, though, actually.
Smart.
No, I'm just kidding.
He hit up Uncle Tony for a new one.
Yeah,
get you one.
Yeah, right. They don't drive those cars in Oldell.
I got you, Mijo. I got
nah,
you.
Nah, exactly. He knows how to get his hands on one.
Yeah, he knows how.
So I posted on Facebook. I'm like, next time, just knock on my damn door. I'll give you $40. Like, that's how much somebody, like the mechanic across from me, told me they're making like $40 from recycling the stuff in the inside of it. They got to cut out. Yeah, they're recycling that, and they're making about $40 per unit, depending on how much that one. Some of them have a little bit more than others.
How long it takes for them to get that shit in and out, too?
2 minutes, bro. We have it on video. They were at my house for 2 minutes, exactly. They pull up.
See that video? Send that video to me.
His truck's pretty high up.
Yeah, I'll send it to you guys. Yeah.
Two ends and it comes right down.
Yeah, it came right out.
Or you cut the, how many you cut there? The front and the rear and it comes right
down. I have two catalytic converters, but they only got one of them.
How many of the, was it just one dude or one person?
So you don't see the actual people. Like, I don't get to see it's the people.
One in the car and then one who goes
yeah. So what they did, so the video, I know, sounds like Michael knows the people that jacked my Cadillac converter. Exactly. Michael's like,
I've seen plenty of videos on it.
You hey. Got new glasses, Mikey? What's up? Where'd you get that money, huh?
Listen, Michael was like, I got, right now when I was saying the $40, he was looking like,
formation.
He was like, no, nah, I got more than $40 for that one. I got $50 for that one. Right. Apple jacked me.
That was a $60.
Well, that's $40 in 2 minutes though. Shit. I might have to get in that business, doc. Make
that. I was like, yeah, right. Well, I literally probably, knock on my door, I'll pay you not to steal it, dog. I'll give you the $40.
All right, here you go. Tomorrow? Hey, I need that 40. I need that 40. Like, I know you got one more. I know you got one more to jack.
I'm jacking your ass. Yeah.
They're listening right now. Like, oh, that's all I got to do?
Got to go back? Giving handouts.
Bring my shit back to me. Bring my shit back to me. And I'll give you the 40. I'll give you $100 to bring my shit back.
Damn. Yeah, because now it costs a lot.
You got labor and stuff.
Yeah.
Is insurance taking care of that?
So I haven't really went through my insurance yet. I'm still waiting.
Why not?
I'm assuming
because I got it fixed that day, so I,
like 500. Be cheaper yeah, my deductible. What it is though, right?
My deductible's 500. The plus it goes just
up.
The
your
part
insurance might go up.
No, they won't go up.
Insurance go up.
No,
still in that shit. Oh,
okay. No. Well, I mean, sometimes your insurance will go up for stupid stuff like that. But what we were told was that it's not a non-rolling. Like your car is not moving, so it's a non-moving like infraction where it doesn't hire your premium or anything. Anyways, so yeah, that happened to me.
It's a good start to your week.
$1,200 just for the part. Just for the part, $1,200.
Well, they got to get more than 40 then.
Like, nah, fool, they're getting
40 out that shit.
They're not reselling the parts. They're taking out the stuff that's in them, I guess.
What's in it? Is it a copper? Is it copper or something?
It's like,
what's inside of it?
I don't know. Copper, titanium. I don't know what the hell's in it, bro.
Fucking tweakers, dude. Tired of them chicken heads running around stealing shit.
I was telling Sophie, I'm like, I don't know what I would have did, like, if I was able to catch them, you know?
Aren't you strapped and loaded? Ready
according to Google, yeah. You get between 300 to 1500. Oh, wait, hold on. Scrap.
That's to buy it, though. That's to buy it, dog. That's to buy, like, a new one.
It says to scrap. Catalytic converters are worth between $300 to $1,500.
Scrap. That's what I'm saying. Like, to go through that for $40, I guess you gotta be real druggy though too. Like, the world straight.
Yeah, like if you could get $1,500 each one dog, us three are about to start jacking fools.
Should I call my dad and ask him? Ask him.
You might not. Yeah, ask him.
Call him.
I'm like, hey.
All right, while he's calling him, so we were looking for a sitter for tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard Sophie was asked. She said no.
Yeah, so Azazel's like, she said no. He said you guys are going out of town or some shit.
I'm not. Anyways, I'm going to work. She's not going to be here. She's going with her
Azazel's
mom.
Azazel's like, where are we staying tomorrow? And I was like, with Sissa. And he was like, I don't want to, you know? He's like, well, what about EJ? I was like, he's going out of town. He's like, what about Eli? I was like, well, go ahead.
Jorale, Hans.
Jorale. What the?
What's happening?
What you doing, eh?
Hey, you're on the podcast right now, just to give you a heads up.
Hola, ¿qué pasó?
Qué pedo, wey.
Everybody. Hey, we got like a question. We're not sure if you can answer it. We're not sure if you can answer it, but I don't know if you heard, but Jay's... Huh?
Why do you want to ask me that, then?
Because I feel like you might be a good resource. Did you hear that Jay's catalytic converter got stolen over the weekend? Do you know how much those go for when they get stolen?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Like what?
About $1,300.
13? What do they do with it? Do they scrap it or what do they do? Like, what do they do when they take that shit?
They don't scrap it. They probably sell it to somebody.
So they just resell the catalytic converter sometimes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Did he pick it up his truck or what?
Yep. Took it straight out of his truck. Yep.
Yeah. It happened to Sabrina's daughter. Also, they took hers like 3 months ago.
Damn. You guys out there getting catalytic converters stolen left and right.
It's a big thing right now, dude.
Yeah, it's big.
Hey, did you ever, hey, be honest right now, okay? Did you ever steal a catalytic converter back in the day?
No.
No?
No.
Shit. I used to steal candy from
Hey, what's the, what's the most expensive thing you've stolen?
You can't take me to a burgery.
Huh?
You can tell Uncle John, you can't take me to a burgery.
Oh,
can't
shit.
Take him. He's like, oh, he's bad.
He's like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Not a good getaway driver or nothing. Not reliable.
Why is that? Why is that? You can't get away quick or what?
No, I just don't do shit like that.
Oh, shit. All right. All right. So you're saying it goes for like, Jay said that someone told him it was like $40 that you get for
to
that
recycle,
shit.
Though.
To recycle it. To recycle it.
Like when my SUV, when it broke down. I couldn't get rid of it or nothing. I wasn't going to fix it. I took my catalytic converter to like a wrecking yard, I guess.
Yeah, like
they gave me $200 a piece.
Damn. Uh-huh. We're about to get in that business, homie. Let's go. Shit. All right, I'll let you get back to chilling out. What are you doing? Chilling? Just blazing it up and chilling, huh?
Yeah, just chilling. Got back to. So I went fishing today all day long, so I was kind of burned out.
Nice. All right. Well, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Later on, everybody.
Later.
They all said later. You just told me. Oh, we hung up.
So obviously, for people listening, they know my Uncle Tony does not know what the hell he's talking about right now, because there's no way you're going to pay $1,300 for something that you could buy brand new for $1,000. So obviously, the recycle part.
The 200 sounds legit.
Yeah, that sounds legit, because they can resell a used one for people that, like, those places can resell used ones. You know what I'm saying? They're reselling it to somebody for half price. So that makes sense, but $1,300.
The only way to really know is if we do it.
Yeah. Let's try.
Mark. You know what I'm saying? We'll be in Vegas together, homie. We'll just go on a fucking catalytic converter. I used to think it was called catalytic.
I think I say it wrong sometimes, too. Catalytic. That's what
I used to think it was called Cadillac. Converter.
I know. I think I said that before, too.
Yeah. Cadillac. And then some, like.
Don't worry. We're dumb. We're all dumb.
Like, yeah. Oh, it's catalytic. Converter.
Yeah, don't even try, bro. We're going to put you through a test, too, right now, if you think you're smart.
Hold on. Let me finish my story.
I'm
dude.
The worst with
it. Oh yeah. Go back to your story.
Zazel's rejections of Marissa. Happens every time he has to go to her house. He never wants to go there. Marissa's so mean to him. Everything, dude. It's hilarious. And it's crazy because every time he leaves her house or after being with her, he's like, had such a good day. But he's like, what about EJ? And I was like, he's going out of town. Eli. I was like, Lila's sick. He's like, what about Thea Katie? I was like, she has work. He goes, what about Callum? And I was like, what?
Come on, can Callum watch me? Can Callum fly like, down and watch me?
Can we go to Callum's house? I was like, that fool don't even live here, man.
Trying to avoid Marissa's house at all possible.
Damn, dude. He really dislikes Marissa, huh?
And for no reason, dude. For no reason. Every time he hears he has to go there, he just fights it so much. It's hilarious.
Marissa, whatever you're doing to him,
Marissa's salty about it too. She's like, really? Really, Azazel? Really? Like every single time she hears it.
Well, I get salty about shit like that too. Like with Emma, like for Valentine's, like we take them out individually. Like last year I took Callum and Sam took Emma. No, I'm sorry. Last year I took Emma and Sam took Callum. This year I was taking Callum. And when we brought it up, Emma's like, do I gotta go with daddy again? And I'm like, shit. Just hurt, man. That shit hurt. I was like, hey. I was like, nah, you don't have to. Damn.
No, yeah. Take your little ass with your mom. Like, his bottom lip's like, all quivering.
I'm like, it's time for bed. Get your ass to bed. It's like fucking 5:30. Just saying. That's funny. I don't know why it hurts so bad, dude. She don't want to hang out with me. Damn, Marissa. No one wants to hang out with Marissa either.
Dang, that's crazy. Yeah, I thought they would have loved her house.
That's cool though. Him and Callum been talking, are playing Fortnite and shit or whatever games they've been playing. They're all on that shit all the time. It was probably hard for him today because he didn't have his iPod all day.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, like, we'll watch him. Bring him up.
Send him over.
Send him over. Send him over. Hey, shit.
Better watch
we lost did. Another one. We lost another game.
What are you? What's your record?
0 wins, mm-hmm. one tie, and like 4 losses.
No, you five. Were on 4 losses last week, dog.
I mean, I don't 5 then. Fuck it. I don't know. 5, 6, 7, 12.
It's all good, bro.
That's crazy, dude. So you don't have this rude. Whole. Never mind.
You don't have the coaching part down, huh?
I already given my. Me and the team mutually discuss me leaving.
Departure.
It's a mutual departure, you know? I love those type of sayings in sports. It was mutual. It's like, well, that shit wasn't mutual.
No, dog, you fired him.
Yeah, like, that's what it means when they say mutual.
Yeah.
That's what that shit means. Dude, we were balling, too, the first couple minutes. Like, we had 10 points in, like, 2 minutes, and then we only scored one more the whole game. Like, so bad.
Are you girls just not really making well. Shots, or...?
Not, I mean, a little bit of that, and they played defense initially really well. They play good man-to-man defense, which that's all you can play right now. And they're playing good aggressive defense, but then once, like, they get to... Once the other team makes the right pass to, like, pass it where it needs to go, they just, like, give up. They don't try to block the shot. They just give them a look, and they're just like, here you go. Here, let me step back.
They're mentally being defeated, huh?
What's up?
They're mentally being defeated?
Yeah, man.
Sounds like a coaching thing.
Oh,
hey,
man,
did you watch the Hate It Like 11?
Hate it. I like it.
Did you watch it?
Hate it. Yeah, I watched it.
All right, just making sure you make sure you wrote down some notes on how to be a decent damn coach.
Yeah, he
just,
did.
Hey, just get all those movies that are like that and just watch all of them, dude. Take it. Yeah. I mean, they all do the same thing.
Kicking and screaming, dude. Kicking and screaming.
I got complimented on Tuesday after practice, like from because they all, you know, we're all practicing. So like the next teams are coming in as we're leaving. And this girl, like, I forgot Callum's sweater. So I went back in, and this lady, when I came back in, she's like, I just want to tell you, you coach, you're such a good coach. Like the way you keep, you know, the way you're positive with them and your energy with them and this and that. And I was like, oh, thanks. Like that felt good. Then we got destroyed on Saturday.
Did you tell her? Yeah, I'm a great coach. My record is, oh, and I'm just kidding.
Yeah, man. And that first huddle too, after we were up by like 3 points,
hyped up, huh?
I was so happy. Like, I got goosebumps because I you can see on my arms. I'm like, you girls are playing so good. Like, I'm so proud of you. You know, keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing. Make sure you do, you know, make the right pass. Make sure you're in front of them on defense. Hands up. And then, yep, just spiraled downhill, dog. Emma got 2 blocks, though. It's fun to watch Emma. Emma's scrappy, bro. She don't give a fuck when she's out there. I love it. She used to be so timid, and now she comes from behind and just blocks it. Like, she understands, like, if they're shooting, block that ball. Like, she tries to yell at the other girls too. Put your hands up. She's a little aggressive. You know, but it was cool. She got 2 blocks. The scoreboard person was like, who's that little number 2 out there? She's over here getting blocked. She's small. She's like one of the smallest girls. I wanted to say, that's my daughter. But she is being super aggressive too, though. She's taking shots that she doesn't usually. She's just not making them. She needs a pass. Yes. I told her. I was like, hey, you need to pass it a little more. Stop just shooting it all the time. Especially like she's like trying to do, it's like a mix between a layup and a floater. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause she can't quite do a layup. So she's like almost run shooting too. Does that make sense? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
well, so I thought they were already doing layups at her age and stuff, no?
Yeah, they are. They're trying. They're not like perfect at it. And no one I've only came across like one team that has girls that are actually pretty good at layups. But layups, I try to practice, like, we did a couple drills with like high five layups to kind of show them the footwork. And then we would go into the layups and done it like 3 times. And they all just settle for jumpers. They don't really go to the hoop. Even if it's like a fast break, they'll stop and shoot it. That's why I try to tell him, I'm like, try to do a layup. Like, go get your. But it's cool, though. We're almost done. We only got 2 more games. We got one Friday and next week, or the week after, and we're out. Done. I'm never
so, coaching again. So you're not making you're playoffs, coaching. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Can you at least get one win, dude? One win.
I mean,
I know. That'd be sick. That's the goal. Now it's like, now you guys could be that team that like over celebrates for the one win because it's going to be so good that you get that one win. It's going to feel good for them, you know?
Don't get me all excited, dog. All right.
It's going to be like winning the Super Bowl. It's going to be like, we won the Super Bowl.
To be clear, you lost.
To be clear, you guys got last place. To be clear, we did not play any of our starters this game. No, it's funny. They'll be like, to be clear, this was a forfeit. We didn't even show up. No, it's good.
A win is a win.
We won, girls. Pizza.
Hell yeah.
That's just how it goes, man. I like I told you, I said, when I get in those situations where I coach and my team sucks, I just say, it's their fault, not mine. I got a sucky team. These kids are horrible. Just kidding. Nah.
Yeah, it's rough. I was yelling at the ref a couple times. He was unfair, dude. He called, we had like 5 fouls calling us to none. Like, we had none for us. They were all on us. And I'm like, hey, like, I asked him, like, this, she just got fouled over on my side, but then you call over there. And I'm like, hey, man, like, can you call him fairly? You know what he said to me? He said, because your girls are playing defense. That's why they're getting more fouls. And I'm like, oh, because we're playing defense. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? Gosh. So we're getting punished for playing
defense. So was that the other team just not playing defense really on you guys? Are they playing more like a
they're just kind of
soft or whatever?
We were able to get by them. We just shots weren't falling in. And then like the only girl that, I mean, I hate to keep saying him, but Emma is like the only one that will like chase rebounds and get in there and get scrappy. Like they're all afraid. Like I had one girl that had the ball in her hand and the other team just like gently took it away. Like gently, like
walk like up, it was.
Yeah, she's just like, "Can I have that?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure." Like, that's what it looked like. And I told her, and I was like, "Grab that!" I said, "Tear that ball away. That's your ball. That's your baby." We talked like that's what we talked about before. It's like that's your baby. You want your baby? Grab that, you know. Like, I try. I had one girl that scored a few buckets for us, and she didn't even seem happy scoring.
Because you guys were losing, fool. I'm like, she's like, we're gonna lose anyway.
This is before we were losing, but I was like, great job, high five, good job. And she's just like, okay. Like, damn. I'm like, all right. Well, shit.
Kind of sounds like Michael when he used to play baseball. Just unenthused.
Like he is right now. Like he is right now.
You know what, dude? I'm just looking at you guys' mustaches, how they connect in the middle, and how I got like a 4-inch gap between my whiskers.
You do got a 4-inch gap, bro.
The Michael Strahan.
It's worse when I smile,
Michael Strahan of mustaches.
Yeah.
Got a reverse Hitler, dude. Everything but the middle. Right. That's a good
mine
joke.
Mine's got a little gap.
That's normal. That's supposed to. You know. I mean, I'm still missing...
Honestly, I wish that's I looked good with mine shaved because I don't really even like it.
I can't tell if it's my nose hairs poking me now or if it's
I hate that, bro. Like sometimes I like, you know how something goes in your nose, it's like, whoa, like it or like tickles or whatever. Mm-hmm. Dude, that happens with my nose or my mustache now. I don't like that. Yep, the stash tick. That's what I call it.
My hair's curly, so I have hair that pokes in every direction. And I have to trim them down so they're not like everywhere.
Mm-hmm. When I go to the barber, when Anthony cuts me up, he like trims mine down, and that's when I like it the most.
Anthony.
Shout out Ant's Barbershop. Ant's
Barbershop.
Yep.
Yeah. Ant's Barbershop down off of
Niles.
And
Sterling.
Niles.
Nope,
and
not
Stanley.
Nope.
Yeah, starts. Yeah, go check it out.
Pretty much. Off Niles. No.
It's off Niles. Behind the mechanic shop.
Yep.
Go check him out.
Yep. Go check him out. He's been cutting my hair probably like, well, off and on, obviously, but he's been cutting my hair since sophomore year. Yeah.
Off and on. Did you guys get in fights and stuff and get back?
He just moved around a little bit and I wasn't going. Michael's probably been the most consistent with him. I just barely started going back to him.
He cuts good hair. Dude. I mean, he's
it's hard to hella find a good barber, man.
Yeah, I mean, I followed him around too, all his little shops and whatnot.
Yeah, the thing for me
when I was there for one of the weddings we went to,
could have been.
Yeah, I think you were there too, Mikey. Like you showed up too.
Yeah, he did, Jay. When he was with what's his name? Right there on Montgomery.
I don't know.
Vic? It was when he was just him and him and Vic. There you go.
Yeah,
that's what I believe. That's where you went because everybody got their haircut there.
Yep.
Yeah. He's been my buddy since sophomore year, and that fool freaking. I remember he used to mess me up sophomore year, barely starting out, and now he's like. I mean, I wouldn't call him the top barber, one of the top barbers anymore because, like, a lot of dudes have come out. He's kind of like the older barber now that cuts our older hair, older people's hair, but he's pretty good.
It's funny. It's crazy because we're old and we're not even, like, in our mid-30s. Well, I'm in my mid-30s.
But yeah, you're real old, damn. Dude. Oh, God. Is it hard to put on your socks? You asked that question.
To do anything.
It's hard sitting in this chair doing this damn podcast.
I know. My back's hurting right now.
The sacrifices I'm making.
It's not hard to put socks on. It's hard for my shoes, though. Like when I'm trying to tie my shoes, like I feel like I have to hold my breath or something.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not your age, dude. That's your weight.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. But we, Michael, thanks. We were talking about our weight, but we just used the code word saying age, and now it's like you just threw us under the bus.
My mistake.
Yeah, for sure. I hold my breath every time I put on my shoes and socks.
Why, though? That's weird. Why do we hold our breaths?
Because we're fat.
Stomach is pushing in or what?
You can't breathe like that. Yeah, you can't breathe like that.
You can't reach your toes anymore.
It's just a natural reaction for me now. I've been so fat for so long. It just, like, my body just knows to do that automatically now.
How long? What order do you guys put your clothes on? Like, what order do you get dressed?
I know exactly my order. Mine's always the same.
If I'm wearing pants or not.
So who wants to go first? Slightly. Let's give orders.
Go ahead.
I'll go first. All right. So butt naked out of the shower.
Yeah.
His underwear. Underwear first.
Okay.
Okay. Then it goes shirt. Then it goes socks, and then it goes pants.
That's weird as hell, dude. That's so weird.
But
that's so weird.
If I'm wearing
dude.
Shorts, socks go on last.
Mine goes underwear, socks, and then shirt.
Dude, that is so weird. No, that's so serial sometimes killer, dog.
Yeah, sometimes it's underwear, socks.
Wow.
Shirt,
how do you do it?
Pants. I mean, I'm just saying weird for me. My way, I just get out, put my underwear on. It depends what I'm wearing too, but like if I'm dressing up to go somewhere,
shit, it's like the same thing.
What underwear? I'm sure people put their underwear on first. No, I'm pretty sure that's 98% of people.
I think that's everyone. I would say 100%.
No, nah, people don't wear underwear.
Nah, yes,
yeah, you're right. Some people don't.
No, I put my underwear on. I'll put my pants on. I'll put my shirt on, and I put my socks and shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Underwear, pants, and then shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
My shirts before pants.
No, I don't have a shirt on. Shirt is very last for me before I put my shoes on. Shoes are. When I put my socks on, I put my shoes on right away.
I guess for work. I mean, for work, it's always shirts first because I tuck in my shirt. So like when I put, it's easier when you tuck it in.
Yeah,
and you put
that
your
makes
pants
sense.
On.
Yeah.
So maybe that's when I'm the reason not at I work, put my socks it's on. Pants and then shirt. I don't know though. I majority of the time I feel like I'm just getting ready to go to work. Either that or I'm just wearing a hoodie and a fucking like
gym shorts. Yeah, or short. Yeah,
I'm wearing my shorts. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Do you get your shit like all do you pick your clothes before you're even like getting dressed or you pick it as you're getting dressed?
I pick it as I'm getting dressed.
If I'm going to work, it's definitely that one.
I mean, like, if I'm going somewhere nice or something, yeah, I'll like prep my clothes, iron them beforehand or something. Like, that's something nice. But 95% of the time.
Remember when I got that steamer? I was all excited.
Yeah, shit don't work.
I was like, this shit's going to be so easy. This shit's going to be easy. I used it like, yeah, exactly twice. I was like, fuck this. This shit's going back in the dryer, doc.
All right. So how often do you guys wash your jeans?
Depends what I do in them.
Okay. So if I wear on them average, if you're just
clean.
So if I wear them to the movies, they're not getting washed. Right? Nothing happened to them. I sat in a chair. They get hung back up. Okay. If we go to the park for a birthday party, definitely getting washed.
Why?
Wow.
The park's dirty. I play with my kids at the freaking sandbox or the jungle gym.
So you're rolling around in the sand or what?
Maybe, dude. I'm a good father. Fuck.
I mean, it's different.
My kids asked me, we went to the trampoline park, and they're like, you're going to jump with me? I'm like, no. No, I'm not jumping with you. And I was like
that's like, why oh, I brought I you just, to the trampoline you know, park.
Like, that's exactly why I brought you. And I just on my phone for an hour and a half as you guys fucking jump. Oh, I'm not fucking jumping. What I look like? Michael? God damn.
I would go jump. That shit's fun, dude. I mean, it'll put me in my place. I know I'm fat because I'm out of breath after 2 seconds, but still, it's fun.
I probably go a whole week. I go a week without washing my pants now, like a whole week.
I'll go. Yeah, I'll go like a week.
Sometimes I'll go a little bit longer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they, I'll go a week. I mean, if they don't smell, like, ain't no problem, dude.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? If they about a week, about a week before I wash my pants, because usually I do my laundry all at one time and I'll wear it. Like, how many pair of pants do you have though? That's another question. That's a tricky question right there. I got a lot of pants that don't fit me no more because I've gotten fat. Yeah. But
how many pairs do you wear?
Do I wear three pairs of jeans? Three pairs.
I'd say four. Four for me.
Yeah. I would say I wear four pairs of pants. Two of them are work pants.
Well, my work pants I wash every – like I only wear my work pants once.
I wear my work pants twice and then I get rid of them. Yeah. It also depends on what I do too. So if I get like really dirty
– But Mark is wearing like slacks and stuff or like actual dress pants.
Casual type of – dress casual or whatever that shit. Yeah. Business casual type of shit. But then I'm on my knees like I'm building ends and four ways.
Whoa. I'm trying to get a promotion. Get you a promotion.
Building connections, huh? I like it.
Yeah. Building connections.
That's right. I got to do what I got to do, dog. Got to do what we got to do.
That's hilarious.
No, I got the – I call it the retail bump because of something. I got a bump on my knee from being on the ground all the time. Being on it. Yeah,
that's funny.
You're always down there like merching and shit and just moving stuff around. So it's like I'll have just these like they're not like dirty, but they're like little spots on my knee, like dust spots almost or something. Like it's so funny, dude. I'm wearing this nice button-up shirt and these slacks, and then these fucking little dust.
It's spots faded on right
my
there.
He has people coming in and they're like, "Yeah." People come in at a store and like, "Yep, that guy's been on his knees quite a bit."
Someone get this man a knee, some knee pads.
Yeah, somebody needs to give this guy some knee pads.
Hey, ask your dad; he has some.
I know Sam wants me to wear knee pads, dude. My knees are jacked. Like, I'll get up and I'm like, ah, fucking, they hurt, doc. Yeah. I did the trampoline park. I wasn't ready either. It was like a spur of the moment thing. So I was in some jeans, like some skinny jeans almost. Obviously.
Oh,
like
skinny jeans? Oh.
You know what kind of I'm talking about? Those ones that
they like the stretch. We all wear stretchy pants now.
Yeah, 100%, dude. You can't not wear them.
Dude, they're so comfortable.
I don't even buy pants that aren't stretchy no more.
I'm not looking to be the fool who ripped his pants, all right?
What are they, 507s or some shit? They're 5-somethings. There's some Levi's that are stretchy. Yeah. But when I jump in, like, when I go to the trampoline park and I jump in jeans, like, they just stick to you, dog. So I was like, I'm not going to. It's a spur of the moment thing. It's like, I told them, I was like, I need to be in gym shorts and a tee. Like, then I'll jump.
Knee brace. A week of preparation to work out my knees, and then a couple
hours of stretch. I did say that.
Five bottles of water.
Need like 10 minutes to stretch and shit. Like, yeah.
Some Bengay. Icy hot.
I went and saw Andrew Santino last night.
How was it,
dude? Yeah, how was that?
Dude, it was so funny. He's funny, bro. It was just like his podcast almost, you know, not like his podcast, but the way he talks, like he made it seem like it was just super easy. Like it was just easy to him being up there and just telling jokes like one after another and shit. And just fucking, he was just hella funny, bro. Like I was so excited to see him. It was a cool venue too. It was like 200 people, maybe, you know, smaller venue, got a couple drinks. Like, we asked for a double Makers and Coke, and this fool, like just straight up kept pouring that shit. It was like a quad. Like I didn't taste any Coke. So they hooked it up. Like, I only had two drinks. I only had two drinks, but in all fairness, I didn't eat. Like, I didn't have anything to eat. I ate last time I ate yesterday was at 1 before we went to that show at 7. So I had nothing to eat for, you know, 6-7 hours. What's that? 6 hours? So having those two drinks got me a little faded. So after the show, we're coming out of the show, and we're in downtown Seattle in this little alley. Like, we parked by this alley area, and we saw some dude pissing there earlier. And there's a fat line to go to the bathroom. Me and my buddy, I went with my buddy Clint, and we both had to go pee. And we're like, we'll just pee by the garbage cans like that one fool did. As we got there at like 6:30 or whatever time it was, still broad daylight, you know, bright daylight out there. All right, it was getting a little dark, but just peeing. So I was like, fuck it. Like, it's like 8:30, 9-ish now, almost 9. I'm like, let's just go pee real quick out here. Like, we're not going to wait. And he goes to this garbage can and I go to this other garbage can, and we both start peeing, and this fool walks out of the building that works like in whatever one of the restaurants. And he comes out like literally right next to me on the other side of the garbage can as I'm just peeing. And I'm like, he looks at me and he looks to Clint, and I'm like, I'm sorry. And he's like, for what? And then I'm like, oh, you know, like, I'm like, I'm going pissed right now. He's like, oh, what the fuck? Did someone tell you to do that? And I'm like, no, man, we just had to go pee really bad. And he stood out there for like a second, and then he was about to light a cigarette, and he was like, fuck this, I'm out, and went back in. It was so bad. Like, wow. And I couldn't stop it. Like, my piss, I held that piss that whole time, too, because I'm not going to get up from the show as I'm watching it. You know, like, who would leave to go to the bathroom during a comedy show? Like, I was busting up. And I pissed for like, I swear to God, like 2 minutes. It felt like it was one of those long, you know, drinking pisses that you held in. And like, I'm just looking at this wall, like, for like 30 seconds. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, dude. I'm so sorry. And he's just like, I was just trying to fucking have a smoke break, but fuck you guys.
He never really talked to you after? Like, he didn't say much else?
No, he just turned him right back in, dog.
And he said, what the fuck?
Yeah, he just what the fuck, and turned and went right back in. My bad. And Clint and I were just busting up, boy. It was so awkward. Poor bastard.
Yeah, that sucks.
That shit was funny. That shit was funny to me, though. It's a good show, though, dog. I recommend seeing him.
Vegas, is his style? He's gonna be in Vegas, right? Is it? Yeah, he's gonna be in Vegas. Yeah, is his style the like? Does he like build up his jokes? Does he build them up, or is it just like joke after joke after joke?
He does it both ways, I feel like. Okay. Like, he builds, like, he told a story where it was like one of his main stories he was telling. Like, it was like probably a 5-minute story that he had like little jokes in it, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, the main part happened at the end or whatever.
Cause that's how Joe Rogan was when he brought up Joe Rogan. Did he? I'm sure he did. All the comedians that have any type of relationship with Joe Rogan like to throw his
he
name says out there.
He said, I mean, he's like, he wasn't supporting what he said, but he's just like, he's my friend. Like, I've known him my whole career. He's like, I've never, if you're around him, you don't get that racist vibe. But he said what he said, and now you gotta think about that shit.
He's fine. He's beating it all, almost like he's fine. But yeah, Joe Rogan's like, it was a buildup, dude. Like, all his content was a story. Like, it was one story, then another story, then another story. Like, hilarious, though.
Much laughs into it?
No, it was hilarious because it was a lot of funny stuff inside the story. You know what I mean? And then, like, at the end, it'd be like one punchline where you're just like, oh, like a twist or something. And it would be like even funnier or whatever. But that's how his was. I thought it was pretty cool that it was like sitting there listening to stories the whole time that were just making you crack up pretty much.
Yeah, that's how it was. My head hurt, bro, from laughing so hard. It was way better. I mean, no hate towards Chelsea, but it was way better than the Chelsea Hatler one or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
I always say her last name wrong. I'm sorry, Chelsea, if you're listening. You're hot as shit, though. I would hang out with you. For an older white lady, she's pretty hot. She's funny. But yeah, he was like everything you would think he would be. Just from like what you hear on, you know, how good he is with Bobby Lee on Bad Friends when they're just making shit up as they go. Mm-hmm. Like, he did a couple of that. He did like a couple of crowd interaction things. And then, you know, he just fucking killed it. And my favorite part too is he's a hip hop head. So like his whole music, cause we got there like half an hour early. So we're just sitting there as the venue's getting packed, and it's just dope music. He had a whole bunch of Nas. He had Pete Rock and CL Smooth. He had Biggie. You know, he just had all these cuts. He had Tribe Called Quest. Can I Kick It? He had that song bumping.
That's tight.
Yes, you can. Yeah, it was just so dope. It was another just, thing. He made the vibe.
The one thing I hated about Joe Rogan's his show though was that he's so big that obviously it was a huge venue because he's that big or whatever. And then secondly, what I hated was the show started at, I don't know what it was, 7:30 or whatever. Like that fool didn't hit the stage till like almost 10 o'clock, dude. Like it was hours, bro.
How many people do you have?
He had three openers. Three openers, but even the openers, like that, we got there at 7:30. Show was supposed to start at 7:30. The openers didn't even start till like 8:30, bro, or like 8:45. It was like an hour or an hour and a half of just sitting waiting for the show to start, like just a bunch of music. I was like, dude, this is so wet. Like people, even the crowd, like, so what would happen was a song would play and then the song would start to end. And then all of a sudden a new song would come on and they'd be like, boo. Cause they knew like another song. They're like, fuck you, boo. Damn, like they're just getting mad. Back, bro.
They're getting blazed up. It's like, just one more.
Yeah, it was weird. It was just so long. I guess maybe LA traffic, that fool probably wasn't even there yet. Maybe. I don't know.
That is the cool thing though. The last two shows. So this one in Chelsea's like, they both started at like 7 and I was home by like 10.
Yeah, like that's cool.
So like, and they just like, he had one opener, Chris O'Donnell, which he's hella funny too. Like that was such a good opener. He was hilarious. And then he was on and he rocked the mic for like an hour 15, I think it was, or some shit. And we were out.
So like, no, like no political junk, no like. That's one thing I hated too. Joe Rogan's guy.
He talked about Biden and stuff. He's like, he goes, what was he talking about? He was saying something like, that fool's so old and the vice president, she should just have a meeting downstairs and that fool will fall down the stairs and she's the next president.
Like, real easy. That is funny though. funny.
First female president.
First female president. He's like, you're right there. You're right there. Just give him a little nudge. Like, he's like,
give him a little.
He fell up the stairs apparently, right? Like, so he just talked about like a little bit about that. And then how he basically just talked about the other cool thing is like, he said it on his podcast before too. Like, he don't give a fuck what you are. Like, if you're a he, she, trans, whatever you are, he's like, you do you. Like, I have no issue with whatever anyone wants to be, you know? Like, so he talked a little bit about that type of stuff. And I was like, that's dope. Like, he just seems like a cool dude. Like, you know,
yeah, see, like Joe Rogan, like he had a whole bit like about a trans person, like, and it was like, if you were trans, you would have felt like uncomfortable with it. But like, I feel like he felt like it was okay because the whole time he could be like, I love trans. Like he kept saying like, I'm fine with trans people. But then you have a whole bit like kind of like disparaging them or whatever. I'm just like, bro, like you could say you.
He talked about Dave Chappelle because apparently Dave Chappelle got almost canceled too, right?
Yeah, that was big time. Yep.
And then he said, like, wouldn't that shit be funny though if he came out on his last special and he revealed he was a trans?
That would be funny.
So he's funny, dude.
Yeah, that's
it was
cool.
A good time.
Yeah, all right, let's get into this. Hate it, like it, love it. Y'all ready?
Like it, love it.
All right, run that intro.
Get it, son. Get it. Oh, you can't hear me. You don't have a headset on.
Yeah, I was feeling that shit.
Yeah, you weren't even having your headset on.
Damn, your voice, Jay.
How did you hear it when you didn't have your headphones on?
Got that shit bumping on my headphones, man.
Damn.
It's loud.
Yeah. All right, so hate it, like it, love it. I'm so disappointed in what I gave you guys personally because I didn't even know really it was my week, and so I did it on the fly, and I literally had just watched that movie, so that was like the only thing I could think of.
That's jacked up.
We're bad, dude. Yeah, we got to get better at like Ninja Turtles. Having,
hold on. Whose week is it?
Ninja Turtles?
It's your week, bro. It's Mikey's week.
I was literally looking. I thought it was. I was like, crap, let me look through Netflix real quick. Earlier at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, right.
So what is it? We were watching Home Team,
hold
right?
on. Who's going first?
Oh, my goodness. You're
back
going
your
first.
Mic up a little bit. Back your mic up a little bit. Okay. Yeah, I can hear you kissing it.
Yeah.
All right. Sucking. Who's going first?
You are.
I'm the one who gave it.
Oh, yeah. So we need your opinion
you
on it, too.
I'll go first. Right. You go first, Mike.
I'll do it last.
I went first last week.
All right, I'll go. Let's go. Right. Go, Jay. Push the button. Is it over?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought there was usually like one other little thing at the end.
No. You can ding it. Go ahead. Tell us. Hate it. Ding. Like it. Love.
I didn't hate it. I liked it. It was fine. Excuse me.
Salud.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, it was fine. It wasn't hilarious. Like, I think I may have laughed like hard once. Actually, I don't know if I did laugh hard once. I'm just not a big fan of Kevin James or whatever his name is. Is that his name? Kevin James? He's all right. And then it's weird. Like, I'm assuming they intentionally made Sean Payton not look like Sean Payton. And like a fatter white version of him. Because he did not look like Sean Payton. Like, him playing Sean Payton did not look
like
him.
Well, it's kind of like a pair. It's like, it's not really.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. Is like, yeah, I assume they did that, right?
Yeah.
So, like, and then it just was like, like, it's fine. It was kind of like. Like, wonder if he really did do that, though. Like, if he came out and said, yeah, I played, like, the best players, and he was like, fuck those other kids. I don't give a fuck.
No, I mean, if you go.
What that story is true?
Yeah, I went red. I went and read on it and found out what was true. And, like, obviously all the funny, like, throwing up stuff and all that stuff is all dumb, like, movie stuff or whatever. But it's true that he took over his son's or became the offensive coordinator of his son's high school team or whatever.
Yeah.
And their high school team was like horrible. And they went all the way to the championship because of pretty much obviously he took it over and they lost in the championship game and became
was he really not playing certain kids and stuff though? Was he making them sit?
He told a story saying that there was, I don't think it was to the extreme of what, you know, they were. Yeah, obviously the movie shows. But he did say there was some coaching styles that he had to, that he was being too hard or like, you know, he had to change. And it also said that his son and his relationship was kind of like that too, where it wasn't, they weren't very close or whatever.
Was he actually divorced and stuff too?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
But it said that his divorce, because in that, like, was it? I don't know. I forget. You got to read some of the details, but yeah, a lot of it is a lot of it is kind of true. That's what I liked about it. Was like, man, that's a crazy story.
It makes me not like it more than if they would have made it more like if they wanted to go the true route, like they should have went that way. Like when you're making a movie about something like that, I don't know, because it wasn't that funny. Like it didn't seem funny to me. Am I wrong? Like, did you guys laugh? Like, I don't remember really laughing.
I thought there was funny parts right? For sure. Yeah. Well, hold on. Let's give Michael's thing. Your turn, Mike. Ready? It was all right.
Hey, it was a like. Definitely a like. I mean, it's Happy Madison Productions have definitely had worse movies than this. You know what I mean? Comedy-wise, this reminded me a lot of the movie Little Giants. You know, the football one, where the brothers.
That's what I feel about it too. I feel like,
you know what I mean, yeah. Or even the soccer one too, where they have a soccer version of the same type of situation: the underdogs going to the championship.
Ladybugs? Is it ladybugs or something? Is it the green?
Little green giants.
Oh God, Jay, look at you. But you know what I mean? Remind
I love all those movies. I watch those movies with the kids still. Like today, I'll bring up Little Giants and that. I like those movies. Those are fun.
Yeah, but that's immediately what I thought of. But it was a good movie. It wasn't bad. I mean, you still see your Happy Madison actors that you always see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kevin James, Rob Schneider, the stepdad, the new husband. Even one of the referees too at one point. was one of the guys too. I can't remember his name, but he's always a background character too.
What was funny though? Like what scenes that you could remember that just made you laugh? What I'm saying. Like I just didn't feel
there
like
was,
I didn't
there
laugh.
Was a there was a there was one that made me just laugh too. I'm trying to think what happened.
I don't think Kevin.
I liked his interaction between his wife, like his ex-wife, and him, and like though I don't know. There's a few times where I laughed with the stepdad or whatever like that too. He was super weird.
Rob Schneider's little comments. Yeah. He's like, "You guys want to go for ice cream? The new vegan place?" And yeah, they're all in the car. He's like, "You got your wallet on you?" They're like, "Wait, you're not paying?" That was a funny clip too. No, but there was one that kind of gave me a nice good belly chuckle.
I don't think there was I don't think the movie was one of those movies. I don't know if they meant for it to be like
a super comedy,
like a movie. Crazy comedy movie. Yeah. I think it was just a little subliminal, like laughs
like
or whatever.
One of the movies that we just mentioned, Little Giants or whatever the heck the names are.
Yeah.
Comedy movies, but they're still just wholesome, normal movies.
Yeah.
Family movies, I guess you can say. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it was a like. I liked it. I'd sit down and watch it with the kids.
I would not. I'll let them watch it, but I'm not watching that shit again. Not again. Go. Wait. Can I change my answer? Then I'm just going to go to hate it. I just was not a fan then. I'm sorry.
And then Kevin James.
What made you change your answer after
just
all
thinking,
that?
That's just weird.
Finding out that it was based on a true story.
No, I don't know. Like the more I think about it, it's like I'm just not a big fan of Kevin James, and I don't think he did that great of a job of being funny or like serious. Like he was just a regular actor that he wasn't funny or serious in that movie to me. Like I didn't feel like he was that funny or that serious. And then every time he did try to do Sean Payton's face, it's like, are you trying to do it or not? Like it seemed like he would do it.
Yeah, I don't know how you're like perceiving the movie. Like you're perceiving the movie to like that he was supposed to be Sean Payton. Like, I mean, he was obviously, he played the role of
Sean Payton. Yes.
He was playing Sean Payton to an extent. Yeah. But he's not going to be like, I don't know. I feel like you're like, you got to make the right face. I don't think he studied Sean Payton's,
you know what I'm talking about with Sean Payton, his lips, like his little grin. You know how like John Gruden has like the Chucky face. Sean Payton has a certain face. And if you watch the movie, it looked like he tried to do it every now and then.
So. But anybody that would have tried to do Sean Payton's face would have looked stupid trying to do Sean Payton's face. I don't. That's what I'm saying. That
actually looks like him. I don't know. I mean,
tell me an actor that looks like Sean Payton. Right? Tell me,
Jamie. They could make things. I mean, didn't Will? Who did Ali? Will Smith. He looked just like Muhammad Ali after they did him up in movies. That's what movies do. They make you look like people that you don't usually look like. Come on.
I'm still waiting for you to tell me who looks like Sean Payton.
As an actor? I don't fucking know. Not a fat white guy? There you go. Boom, right there. See, that's the face. Thank you, Mikey.
I didn't know what you're talking about. I had to look at it.
He does a certain face. That's what he does. And he would do it every now and then. And even that little... Yeah, see?
Pull up Kevin James. I want to see his version of the face. See if he... If it has
would leave Sean Payton face, Kevin James. Yeah, there you go. You got it. I don't need to. He's the wizard at this shit. Click, 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 click.
This right here, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad, honestly. Like, I don't think they're that off from each other.
So did you love this movie then? Because I feel like you're defending the shit out of it. Can we see what yours is? Because you're like defending the shit out of it.
I'll tell you, you want a drum roll and everything. I liked it.
Yeah.
Michael hit it right on the head. I feel like it's another like a modern Little Giants movie. Like it's the same. I don't think it was hilarious. It wasn't like, I don't think it was meant to be. It was more feel good story, cool little story, cool football scenes in it. Like, I think that's what the whole concept of the story is. I don't think it was meant to really be like a comedy, really like a straight, funny, hilarious comedy.
Yeah.
And Adam Sandler's always done over the top things, like the whole throwing up on the field. Like that was almost not funny because it was over the top. Like it was just like, okay, like they're all throwing up.
It's like,
yeah, that really but that's happened. What Adam Sandler has done that in a lot of his movies. He's always kind of done that over the top where it's like, bro, it's almost not funny because he's like dumb. It's like now it's dumb, you know?
Well, like,
and that's what it reminded me of, an Adam Sandler Halloween? Movie.
Yeah.
Hubie.
He does.
Hubie.
Yeah, he does. Is it Hubie?
Yeah, Hubie Halloween.
What, yeah, he does a vomit scene in there too. He's like, bleh! Okay, I'm better now. Wait. Bleh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, that movie I thought was worse than. I didn't care for that movie personally.
I like that movie. I
did. Only reason I didn't care for it because of his voice. The whole. Like, he played that. Yeah. He played it's that, like.
That,
like.
Waterboy voice, I guess. Is it one?
Yeah, but I think he just tried to make like himself, like he would, like obviously mentally, like that
disabled,
dumb voice.
Yeah, I think I'm just not in that Adam Sandler. I'm not a, like I haven't watched any of his. I did watch the one.
I love Adam Sandler. I'm throwing it out there right now. I love Adam Sandler.
Same. I did like. So if you're listening to this, Adam Sandler, you know, a t-shirt, starter cap, sign, picture, dinner. I don't care. Whatever. You're cute, dude. We can hang out.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
He's trying to get signed in the NBA. That dude can ball. Yeah, I love Adam.
But I also think we're placing. I haven't
been a big fan of his movies lately.
This movie into a comedy category simply because it's a Happy Medicine production.
Not me. Yeah, exactly. I'm placing it in a category that it wasn't done either way. It was just wasn't a great, like, it just wasn't a good movie.
And it wasn't a feel-good movie for you with, like, his son's story? Yeah, I was going to say his son's story with him and then being a horrible team and then making
things right as a good person.
Sorry.
Just get your – dude, have a heart is all we're saying, dude. Have a heart, okay?
It's so funny. The problem with Mark – me and him fight in these areas. We fight in these areas because he always says it wasn't done well. It just wasn't done well. But I wonder, like, what is your done well? I don't know what your done well is.
He saw the boom mic come out of the corner. He saw some extra. Yeah, it's like what part
was not done well? I thought it was recorded CGI well.
Vomiting didn't look real enough.
It wasn't good acting. It wasn't good acting as far as if it was going to be serious. Or if it was going to be funny, they weren't good at whatever.
Why
they were
couldn't
trying
it be
to
in
do.
Between? It was just a lighthearted. Like, it wasn't supposed to be
this
in between.
This is my opinion.
Your I'm just
shit, cool. Dude. Are we
your
good?
Opinion? Yeah, your opinion shit for shit. Sure. It's shit.
It don't have to be what you guys are. I don't give a fuck.
You know what? This is why you're a bad coach.
You know what? You know what? You know what would have made the movie better though. I'm gonna agree with Mark right now. If they would have put what's his name as the actor, I forget his name, and I killed it right now. What's his name? Say it. Say it. No, who's your guy? Who's the guy that every movie you bring him up on what's a done well movie? What's your guy's name?
Was it Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. There you go. Yeah. If they would have had Ryan Reynolds play in that movie, it would have been done well.
He's a funny guy, dude. It would have been done well. He has a specific role that he has played for the last 20 years, so he's good at it.
Every movie's the same.
Not a fan of that actor. He wasn't that good. He's never been a great actor. You guys like him? You guys have always been a fan of James?
Kevin James. I mean,
there's some good stuff.
Kings of Queens. He's a good in that TV show.
I wasn't a fan of that
really?
Show.
Really? What about Here Comes the Boom?
Never watched it.
The kickboxing movie. The cage fighting one or whatever
it is? Yeah, the UFC one.
No. UFC, here you go.
It's also good in with
Paul
Adam
Blart,
Sandler.
The first one was good.
The first one was good.
Funny in that either.
The first one was.
He's not my style of comedy. Like, he's not that funny.
Mall Cop.
That's Mall Cop. Yeah. Mall
yeah.
Cop. I guess my favorite with him in would be with all of them in it. The
Grown-ups. What's the one with him Grown-ups, and Adam Sandler where they were firefighters?
Oh,
that's a good one. I now pronounce
that's
it.
That's good, bro. That one's really good.
That has to be one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, that's a funny movie. I'll give him that one.
Let's see what else we got.
And Grown Ups. I like Grown Ups. That one's funny. But I think it has all of them.
I think he must not like his style.
What about
Hitch?
Hitch is great, too. Hitch is a great movie. Secondary guy. That is a good movie. I think he's more of a secondary guy. Like, he's good with
not
someone
a main
that's
cast
good.
Character. Or not a main character.
Yeah, there we go. You guys good with that answer now?
No, I mean, I like him in some of his movies.
If it was Ryan Reynolds, I'd probably love the movie.
Happy Halloween. Right?
Him. Yeah, I don't like it when he's the main guy.
Gotcha.
I do love Adam Sandler, though. I did just watch Waterboy, like, last week sometime.
Adam Sandler's great. Awesome. Yep. He's
good. You remember, did you ever have, like, his album, like, back in the day? Like, his actual CD and stuff?
No.
Dude, you should listen to that shit. Listen to it on iTunes. It's funny. His songs are so funny. He just has funny songs on it about, you know, the Jewish song, the Sloppy Joe song. Like, he just has all these different style of songs that it's a comedy album, like CD, but music album, not like just a stand up album. And then 8 Crazy Nights. He did a cartoon back in the day called 8 Crazy Nights. Yeah, that shit was funny.
What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
It's gotta be in between Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
Really?
Waterboy.
Yeah. I would say Waterboy and then Happy Gilmore for me.
Happy Gilmore.
One and two. Happy Gilmore for me.
The golf one.
Billy Madison, it would probably for me, it would go Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, and then Waterboy.
No. Happy Gilmore, Waterboy, and then Billy Madison.
And then Hotel Transylvania. He's not even what? The new one.
That's
anymore.
Not even in my top five, dog.
He's not even the new one. I was pissed when I found out.
What?
Yeah. But they did a really good job of finding someone that could do his voice like pretty well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was impressed. I was like, wow. Yeah, that was good. Those were good cartoons until they fucking started doing random shit. Damn it. What's your order?
Mine is definitely Waterboy, Happy Gilmore.
Pull up them all. I don't need to know. Like,
yeah, I would have to see them too. I mean, those for sure are my top two. Like, I don't need to see them, but after that, I would probably need to see them. I like the one with him and the little kid too. Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Big Daddy.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, I like Big Daddy a lot.
That would probably be three for me.
That's four.
Did you watch The Wedding Singer? Are you a fan of The Wedding Singer?
Never seen it.
I watched it.
Good. You want to know what's crazy? When Marissa asked me to be a groomsman in her wedding, she gave me the movie and I still haven't watched it.
The Wedding Singer?
Yeah.
What do you have up right now,
Mike? Oh, I like 50 First Dates too. 50 First Dates is really good.
Yeah, with Drew Barrymore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is it? Blended is good too. That was a good one. Another
bedtime,
him and Drew
Bedtime
Barrymore.
Stories is pretty good. I didn't like Zoo.
I didn't like Bedtime Stories either.
I liked it.
Watch this.
Oh, The Longest Yard.
Longest Yard's a good one.
It's pretty good.
Him and Chris Rock.
So many hits, bro. He's done so many good movies.
We can't hear it.
Anger Management.
You gotta turn it up.
Anger Management. Come on.
Anger Management.
Oh, Mr. Deeds. Mr. Deeds too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can you hear it?
Nope.
Barely. You got to turn up.
Did you like Little Nicky?
Your volume on your computer main setting.
How about now?
No, that's your mic.
No, that's just you.
Your computer main setting.
No, my volume on my settings is all the way up. That's wrong.
All right, what do we got? Who's doing?
Michael got the next one. So what do we got to do next week?
All right. It's a Cowboy Bebop.
Is that the name of the show?
It's the movie.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yep.
Word. You don't have anything we should try to eat or something?
Oh, you're hungry now. You rather have food, huh?
I know. I'm thinking he's starting to really like food more than anything.
I like food. What about music? I want to know what you listen to. I want you to recommend some music. Next time it's your turn, recommend one of your favorite albums.
Hold on. I want to write this down.
What is it?
Linkin Park is usually my go-to music.
Did you ever listen to Boxcar Racer?
No.
Oh, you said Linkin Park. My bad. I'm thinking Blink-182.
Blink-182 is also good, too.
What's
the movie called, Mike?
Cowboy Bebop.
It's on Netflix?
Yes. I make sure to do Netflix only
for you guys. Oh, I see it right here.
I don't know what else you guys have.
Got everything.
Paramount Plus?
Peacock. Hey, I wanted to watch this. I seen this preview one time. Is it like a
problem? Is I'm probably paying.
Is it martial arts stuff shit
than just having fucking
no?
Oh no, this is a. Oh. Are you sure it's not a show?
There is a show version and there's an actual movie.
Oh crap! It's a freaking anime.
No, it's not. Oh wait! No!
I'm not even gonna look at it.
There's two on here, and neither of them are. They're both shows.
This is the problem with Jake. He goes in with not an open mind.
You're right.
He goes in wanting to not like something.
What are you talking about? I'm looking. I'm trying to find the thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I haven't watched it yet either. By the way.
So
I'm gonna watch it too.
Are you talking about the cartoon one, or are you talking about the one with the
one.
The martial arts like fighting one?
Sure.
I mean, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I'll send it to the thing.
Talking about the movie.
What do we need to watch? Like two episodes, an episode.
Sure. Oh, so it is.
Watch one episode if you can get through it, and then if you can't, then we'll know if you like it or not.
All right.
Because, cool. Like I said, I haven't watched it, so I don't even have a review on it yet. So.
And then who's next? Oh, you would be next somewhere.
He'll watch that tonight. Galaxy's Most Dangerous Criminals. Oh, so it's going through different galaxies.
Did you see it and was like interested in it or something? So you were like, let me get this. Or did you not have anything before the show started? So you got on Netflix and just found it?
No. So I've seen the anime version of it.
Oh.
So I don't know about the live. Obviously, my opinion for anime versus live action will be different for you guys, but
it's John Cho or John Cho or however you say his name. He's the dude from Harold and Kumar.
Yes. So it's supposed to be, from what I've heard, good. But we'll see how it goes.
I'll tell you.
I'll tell you if it's good. I guess so. So Mark, you're next week. Think about what food we're eating.
Yeah. Mark always gives us food.
Hey, dude! You came through with the curry, bro. That shit was fire.
It was good.
It was good.
I was super surprised.
Should I do that plant based meat?
Impossible burger from Whopper?
Well, I get HelloFresh meals, and it picked it for us this week. We get three a week, and it picked it for us this week. And we got some shit. It's called plant based meat.
Yeah. Taco Bell.
I'm like, what is this shit, dog? Like, it's Sloppy Joe's plant-based meat. And I'm like, come on, man. So I went, like, I didn't cook any of them tonight. I'm like, I'm not eating any of these meals. I went and got chicken.
He's like,
I went and made some chicken. I'm like, fuck this noise. Damn, I'm so mad with these weeks. Sometimes they're so good. Fucking HelloFresh. If you don't pick it, it's over, dude. They try to send you healthy vegan.
Nobody else is buying them.
So yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Yeah, people aren't picking them. So, like, if you don't pick them, they're sending the stuff that has the biggest pile. They're like, we got to get rid of these. Send them out.
Man. They've messed up a few times and they, like, give us, we got like $300 credit for them because they've messed up a couple times and they just keep adding extra weeks or like an extra week or some shit. And I'm like, cool. So, like, they're going to be coming for a minute that we're not actually paying for, but it's not that good, though.
It's not that good.
These shitty free meals.
Oh, Emma hates them.
I was going to just ask you, like, are you guys making your kids eat this shit, too?
Yeah, hell yeah, we are. Yeah. At least try it. That's all we say. If you don't like it, then try it. And if you don't like it, then we'll figure something else out. But at least try it. So sometimes they like it and sometimes they don't. Just like me. I won't even lie. Like, I'll take a bite and be like, nope, and slide it off. I won't try to pick it.
Nope.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I tried it. That's my thing, is I'll try it. If I don't like it, nope. Nope. Food. I'll think of some food. I think of something good. Maybe Mexican food or something.
Mark, what's your favorite candy?
Reese's, I would say. Reese's Cups.
Chocolate and peanut butter, huh?
Yeah. I guess I like Mambas too.
I have no idea what a Mamba is.
It's like a soft chew. It's like a Starburst almost, but
just like a chewy candy, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a big candy dude. Like, I don't usually buy candy.
Nope.
My heart's set on chips.
Yep, me too. Yep. 100%.
Like, if I do need like to snack on something longer than chips, it'll be like corn nuts or something.
What are those gummy bears?
The fruit slices.
Yeah.
Those are good.
I guess if I do pick, though, it's like Mamba, Starburst, Skittles. But I love, you ever get the, you ever freeze your Reese's cups? You ever put them in the freezer?
Nope. They don't last that long.
Nope, because they don't last that long. Yeah, I don't buy it. We'll try to wait for that shit to freeze, dog.
Put them in there, dog. They're hella good, bro. They're so good.
In high school, I used to do two Kit Kats and two Reese's peanut butter cups and eat it like a sandwich.
It's gangster.
Diabetes.
I mean, the problem is, yeah, for me, I like all of it, dude. Like, I'll eat all those candies. I love Kit Kats. I like, so I wouldn't say love, but no, but I like gummy worms. I like freaking gummy bears. I like, I don't know. Candy's just candy. It's good, but chips for me is what I buy when I go to the store. I hardly ever get candy.
I'm the same.
Mexican candy or?
I mean, I love candy. I love Superior.
Well, Mexican candy. I love Mexican candy, bro. Yeah. I love it. There's nothing like Mexican candy.
So you choose Mexican candy over regular candy?
Yeah, there's a
it just depends. Like, if you want a chocolate, then probably not. But most times, yes, 90% of the time, for sure. Yeah,
Mexican chocolate's not good.
No.
Apparently, Sam swears by English chocolate. She fucking...
But there's a whole... Yeah, it's supposed to be completely different because...
Have you not had... No. I'll bring you guys some English candy. Yes,
please. No, chocolate. Yeah, just Mikey's the chocolate. Off.
You just want the chocolate? Just the chocolate.
He's telling you that's not good, Michael. He's telling you it's not good, Michael.
I can't tell the difference. Like, cause I don't really fuck with chocolate anyways, but like I can't tell the difference. Like whatever, it tastes like fucking candy.
It's a whole thing between because our dairy farms and how long it takes for the milk to get there versus their milk being closer for production.
They swear, dude. They swear by their chocolate, dude.
It's
so,
supposed to be way better.
Kim and them like will always get us like the kids, and because I told them before, like I'm not a big candy guy, so they don't really get them for me, but the advent calendars, but they're like full size chocolates, but they're English style or whatever.
Look, I just need a regular Hershey bar so I can compare it to an American Hershey bar, and I'll tell you the difference if there is a difference.
Bar. I'll bring you some. I'll bring you a Crunch bar.
Can you bring it to Vegas?
Twist.
That's what I'll bring them.
Oh, okay.
I'll bring some. We'll get you some. I do like they have this stuff called fruit salad. They're basically like Starburst. But the fruits, they're hella good.
Dude, this fool's going to put them in a suitcase. As soon as this shit lands, he's freaking hot-ass Vegas. It's just going to be so melted.
I'll lick that wrapper, dude. I don't care. I'll lick that wrapper.
That's funny. That's
cool. It shouldn't be that hot.
Sam will be excited to share it. Like, if Sam heard or saw how excited you were about that candy, she would be so happy to see that shit. She loves fucking English candy. It's all right.
That's cool.
It's all right. It's all good. All right. So we're doing fucking Kung Fu.
Yeah, Cowboys. Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
You guys like Panda Express? Hey, do you guys like Panda Express?
Yeah.
I eat Panda Express.
Yes.
I love Panda Express.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I really do like it. I
love it.
I mean, obviously, we eat it, but.
It's like a Taco Bell thing. Like, I like Taco Bell because it's
convenient. It's there quick.
Yeah, and it's not like real shit, you know? Like, you know it ain't the real stuff.
Well, why isn't Panda the real shit? Like, what do they do that's not real?
Like, I don't think like their orange chicken or like orange their chow mein is
American, not Chinese.
Oh shit. For real? Did you know that, Jay?
I'm like, hell no, I didn't know that.
I'm sure that's true.
Okay, good. He doesn't make sure, like,
he don't know that. I'm like, he watches anime and is like, just.
Oh my God.
He thinks he knows that shit. Yeah, he's like, it's that's not
Japanese,
real shit.
Not even Chinese.
They don't eat that. They don't eat that in Kanju. My show, Kanju. Tanjiro.
I don't know. It just reminds me, it isn't like the chow mein is like. It's just quick stuff.
Hey,
like,
yo, hold on. Wait a damn minute. Let's look at this. Fucking Hawaii, bro.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense, though.
Yeah. You guys ever eat Spam?
Yeah.
Yes, I love Spam.
I wouldn't say I love it, but yeah.
How do you eat it with? Just like rice or eggs? Or what do you eat it with?
Spamwiches, which is slice them up, fry, or, you know, cook them. Mayonnaise, mustard, just tear it up. Okay. I also put it in my eggs in the morning, you know, breakfast burrito, dice it up. I don't do it with rice.
Do you cut it? Do you cut it up before you like fry it, or you fry it and then dice it?
I cut it up and then fry it. I like my pieces crispy.
Did you ever try? I like that shit crispy, dog. Do you like your bacon crispy?
Oh, I love my bacon crispy, dude.
Do you?
I hate floppy bacon.
I like it in the middle. I like chub bacon. That's what I'll call it.
I don't want a real good quite stuff solid, real floppy.
But it ain't. It ain't raw. Son of a gun, dude! I like that. That's a good.
That's how I taste my bacon when people ask me. I want a chub, baby. Damn.
I'm honestly not like a big like I like bacon on like a bacon hamburger or something like Fat Boy stuff, but I'm not a huge bacon like let me get the a piece of bacon
and stuff though, right?
I mean, I'll eat it. Don't get me wrong, I like it, but it's not like my favorite. I'm not a breakfast person. Period. Though
I don't eat breakfast, but I like breakfast foods.
Yeah, I'm not a huge breakfast
foods.
Day off, I usually either one of my days off, I'll make like a fat breakfast, like chorizo and potatoes and eggs. Like I did yesterday, I get lazy, so I'll use instead of peeling and cutting potatoes, I'll use just fucking frozen french fries, put them in the pan and fry it up and break them down kind of like hash brown style ish. I throw some chorizo in there, mix it up, and made some fried eggs and put it on top. The kids like it that way too now. So proud of them. So good.
I'm so proud of it.
It's nice. It's fun, dude. Like when they like the same shit as you like that.
Too bad they Sam won't eat it that way.
I don't fuck.
I gotta bring that shit up. Sorry, dude. I got jealous at Senya the other day because Serenity, she has a cell phone and she sends her TikToks. Like she sends me TikToks, but not the nice, like she sends my Yesenia some other ones that are better. I'm like, where are my TikToks like that?
Come on, girl.
Hey, I was going to ask you about. I went down a rabbit hole on your daughter's TikTok like 2 days ago. No, nothing bad. Nothing bad. Actually, like on the opposite spectrum, like she's like posting a lot about like God and stuff and Jesus. And yeah, I was like, damn, what the hell is going on? She not see her dad in the other room is drinking a 40 ounce? No, I'm just kidding.
Turned
the water into wine. No, I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Have you seen
the little bit that she's gone to church? Huh?
There's TikToks where people are like, oh, look, there's $20 on the floor. And they're like, WWJD. And then they go in the store and they buy wine with it, turn that into wine. Sorry.
What would Jesus do? He'd buy wine with it. That's funny.
But we're going to hell. She does.
That's our TikTok. That's our TikTok segment right there.
I know. We just need to add a segment for TikTok. It's so good.
How old is she?
11.
Nice. Yeah, 11. I don't know when I'm going to get Emma a cell phone. Does Sissy have a cell phone?
She got hers for...
No, she's not getting hers till 8th grade.
Emma be texting the shit out of it because you can see the activity on the iPod.
Mm-hmm.
She texts a lot, bro. A lot. Like most of her time is texting. I'm like, I was like, said something today. I was like, you need to calm down on the texting.
Well, we have, obviously, they have their restrictions from their school time. She's not allowed on her phone. Her phone won't let her do anything on her phone.
I do like how you can do all that shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Set the time.
Zyrus still has mad restrictions on his. Like, he barely even has a phone. Sissy will probably get a phone. Like, we're getting it the same time we got Zyrus's, which was 7th grade, year going into 8th grade. So, not this year, next year.
I didn't get a phone till I could pay for it.
Next summer, right?
Not summer coming up, the summer after that. Yeah,
next summer.
I don't know. Next summer would be the one coming up, right? That's next summer.
That would be this summer.
I would just call it this summer.
Yeah, that'd be this summer.
Would
be the summer after this.
So like, I agree. I agree with you, but I've also ran into situations.
You're not wrong. You're not.
I've ran into situations where I'll say next week, and they're like, next weekend, and they're like, oh, okay, the weekend coming up, like Saturday. I'm like, no, I mean the weekend after this weekend.
Yeah, the following.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I have ran into situations. So I don't know what's proper, but yeah.
You gotta use conversational context clues in order to decipher. No, I'm just kidding.
Context clues. That was quite a mouthful.
Yeah,
that's why I had to stop, dude. I was gonna drop good, after though. That.
Damn, dude. Hey.
But yeah. Well, I mean, we got hers
for my own cell phone, dog. Like, that's when I got one. Everything's so different now.
Well, we got Serenity her cell phone simply because they weren't in the after school program yet. And my in-laws were picking them up, and I was in Bakersfield. Cindy was in Bakersfield at work, so we had to make sure she was being picked up and make sure that, hey, Dad, there's nothing wrong. We got picked up type situation.
Yeah.
That's how she ended up with the phone.
Yeah. No, that's like the same thing we've talked about of should we get Emma? Because I feel like Emma could walk. Like, the school is literally two minute walk, minute and a half from our house. It's like a block up from our house. She walks to the school over there and then catches a bus to her school. So I'm like, I think she would be fine to do that with Callum, you know, and talk to Sam, like, maybe we should get her phone. So then she can let us know, hey, we're on the bus, you know, we're good. And then do the restriction thing or something. You know what I'm saying? But Sam's like, I don't know. Callum's quite a handful still. She's like, I don't know if she can deal walking with him all the way over there. I'm like, I think that'd be fine. Or like after school too, like someone has to be there when they literally just walk from like a minute away. And there's flaggers like right up the street, like literally on the corner of my street is a flagger that, you know, I'm not saying they're paying attention all the way to the house, but it's like, I don't know. When I just remember fucking coming home with no one home when I was in third grade.
God damn. Yeah. And that's another thing too. Like when me and Sophie talk about phones, or I have a friend, my buddy Ivan, like his son has a phone now, but that fool didn't have a phone like in high school, dog. Like he was like, what does he need a phone for? Like, no, he didn't need a phone. Like he was real strict with it. And he kind of like, he got our mindset a little changed too with it when we start hanging out with him. And, so me and her bring up the same thing. We're like 90% of kids' problems that they'll run into, they can figure out how to get through that shit without a phone. Like they don't got to call mama and daddy. And like, that's kind of my thing too, is like, that's what we talk about. But then again, it's for us as parents today. We're different. It's for us. It's not for them. It's not so that they can feel safer. It's for us to feel like they're safer. You know what I mean? It's for us to know that they made it. Like we literally will track Zyrus's phone if he's not off the bus and at home at a certain time. Like we'll track it and see that the bus is just running late. And I'm like, we shouldn't be tracking his phone. He's fine. Like we know that he's on his way home. Like if he's an hour late, then yeah, we're going to check and see what's going on. But like we'll be checking it if he doesn't, like, cause he shows up and our ring will go off at 4 o'clock. If we don't see that our ring goes off at 4 o'clock or around within the 5 minutes, we'll get on the phone and be like, why isn't he at home yet? And then he'll be rolling up to the house like 10 minutes later. Like his bus just went a different route or it just was behind. I'm like, we're over here tracking this fool to figure out where he's at. Cause you could track him now. And I'm just like, see, this is paranoid type parenting. That's the generation we're in.
Get your catalytic converter stolen. So, you know.
You in the ghetto.
Gotta watch out out there. Yeah.
Times
aren't worse. I just feel like times aren't worse than they were when we were growing up. It's just now there's technology to tell us that things are worse than when we were growing up. Like kids were getting stolen when we were growing up at probably the same rate they're getting stolen now. It's we get to see, oh, in freaking Washington, D.C., we see a little girl got stolen. It's like, yeah, that happened when we were growing up, too, but we didn't get to hear about it because, you know what I mean? There was only newspapers in the local news at that time. So it's
I hate watching the news. I can't tell you the last time I watched the fucking news. It's always so depressing. Just everything on the goddamn news is depressing.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a news guy. Like, I don't watch our local news very much, but I like to watch the world news and what's going on. Like, this whole we're about to go to war thing. We're not going to go to war, but Russia and Ukraine. Yeah, like, we're pretty freaking close to the war, dog. Not us, but you.
I have no idea about it.
Yeah. I'll just tell you, Russia has, like, 200,000 troops on Ukraine's borders about to, like, go to war with them. And it can potentially cause a lot of chaos here in our country because all the oil prices, all the things are going to go nuts. Like prices are going to skyrocket, and not just that, it could potentially lead to a broader war because we're allies with some of the guys on their border. So if they attack them, they're saying it can potentially turn into the next World War III. Would it be three?
Yes.
Three. Yeah. So
yeah, that's crazy.
And I guarantee, like, I'll say it right now. I'm going to say it on the podcast. I'm saying it now. Within a week, or let's say by the time we record our next episode, I think they're already going to be invading. Like, they'll be in full-blown war by the time we record our next episode. Ukraine and Russia.
Damn.
Yeah. That's how close it is
right
now.
I'm ready for that World War III body. I'll tell you that right now.
What is that going to do, dog? They're not recruiting our asses. They're going to be like, hey, you guys can...
I'm trying to die. I'm trying to die. I'm trying to die.
So, like, Ukraine right now is, they're doing a draft where they're making their, like, certain age and certain groups, but they're already making men go to war in Ukraine, like, getting ready for the war that's about to happen. So, like, dads that are, like, 22 years old or whatever are getting put into war when they weren't, like, it wasn't voluntary. It's like, you have to go to war. It's crazy, man.
That is crazy, bro. Is this fool chatting with someone?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not us. I went to our chat room to see.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, so did I. I was like, this fool's over chatting. What are you doing over there? He's just clickety-clackety-click.
Yeah, so those are the... That's the news I watched. Sophie...
He's like, fuck it. I like this.
Sophie hates... Sophie absolutely hates when I talk, when I listen to, like, the... Like, world news like that. She hates it. She doesn't want to hear about wars. She doesn't want to hear about...
I didn't take you as a world news guy. You've never once, like, said anything. We talk so much.
Bro, I tell you all the time. Like, last time things were going crazy, I was telling you, you should buy a gun. Do you not remember that? I would tell you, like, this is about to happen. Like, a civil war can probably break out. Huh?
Nothing happened.
I mean...
They raided
the Capitol. I mean, that's the craziest thing that's happened to us in a long time. They freaking went straight
Civil
to the Capitol.
Almost. Hey, yeah. It's got a tattoo right here.
You like that?
Living the dream.
Do you have a tattoo?
Yeah, I have a tattoo.
He has one.
I have Where's two. That? There's one on each butt cheek. It's an M on each cheek, and when I do a cartwheel, it says "Wow, Mom."
Stupid.
Right. That's funny.
Thing.
That's a good little, one. Nice.
Do the laugh or whatever, Jay. Push some kind of button.
Wah, wah, wah. It's this one right here, Mark.
I can't see. Can you fix? Can you?
All right, failed on that one.
Okay. What does that mean?
It's
anime. He wants to be dead.
whoa. That's living the dream one, dude. Chill.
Yeah, living the dream with a tombstone means you're living the dream in a grave?
Trying to live that dream, but not my tattoo right here. It's just a bunch of anime stuff.
What kind of anime stuff?
Okay, so the hat is from a show called One Piece. The four stars is a Dragon Ball from Dragon Ball Z. All right. Okay, the head, this thing right here is a headband from Naruto, and then the sword is from Bleach.
Cool. That's dope. Did you find that, or did you want? Did you?
I saw it a different way, and he fixed it to the way I wanted it.
Dope. That's a good idea. Nice. What's your other one?
That's it.
You got the one,
dude. Let's get tatted in Vegas. All three of us, same tattoo.
Same tattoo.
Let's do it. Let's do it, bro.
Let's do a what is it? A roulette tattoo. Where you put like a quarter in a like a gumball machine,
then it won't be the same. We would all do it.
Or you could just do whatever one that comes out.
Yeah, we could do the one. You guys down? Making the pack right now? Friday night?
How much is that?
We're talking about $120.
Nah, it depends what it is. They're cheap tattoos, small tattoos.
Fuck it, I'm done.
Where are we putting it though? Where are we putting it? Ass cheek.
I swear to God, I'll do ass shake,
homie. Oh, my goodness.
I'll do it.
I'm not doing my ass shake. I'm telling that right now.
Aw, come on.
Nah, I'm not doing it. We'll just...
Punk-ass motherfuckers. Why? You don't want your butt be showing?
Right here, dude.
Heck no. I'll never do a face
tattoo. I won't either, dude. I already did my arm.
I do want like, one that kind of goes up my neck, but not all the way. You know, like, only where you can kind of see it. Like,
I just feel like...
Under boob. Under boob. You lift under up your boob and under right here. Nobody will see. You got to lift it up.
That will hurt. I don't know. Where else?
I'm not big enough yet.
Maybe we could do it on our leg.
Inner thigh next to our peen.
Yeah, I can do it on the thigh. You can do it on the thigh. Fuck it. Butt cheek.
We're not going to have time. I'll do it. If you guys do that shit, I'll do it too, for sure.
Butt cheek?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm 100% down to do butt cheek. I will. I have no issue. That's the perfect spot to get a tattoo that you don't really give a fuck about, right?
Yeah. But I mean, they're not horrible tattoos that come out of those machines.
Now it's gonna be some sentimental shit.
No, but it could be like a bird,
compass,
or a compass, or something.
You know, normal, just basic tattoos that white girls get when they get drunk.
So maybe we'll want it on our thigh then, so people can see it still. I mean, I'll show my ass. I don't
tramp steps. Tramp steps.
Hell no, I ain't doing that.
Just kidding, I would
people
never
see that shit all the time.
Yeah, every time I bend over, every time I raise my hands.
I swear to God, my underwear, like every time, I don't understand, like always my butt crack will show when I bend over now.
Same,
me too.
We've had this conversation before.
Yeah. Like, as you're talking, okay, so as Sophie's going to be listening to this, she's going to be laughing because my ass has been out all the time right now. I can't keep my ass cracking, dude. It's annoying. Every time I get up,
it's growing higher and higher.
I don't know. No, I think my belly's growing, so it's just my pants don't go as high. I don't know.
Spanx, bro. We're going to have sideways Spanx, dog.
Spanx for men.
That's the only we got to create that shit. They got to be something like that.
Kevin Hart has what? Fabuletics? It's like has the tights underneath and then the shorts.
Yeah,
on the top.
Yeah.
It's like a one.
But those are for like skinny fools, not for us. Yeah.
My bad, dude. Same concept. Make it for
I'm
big people.
I'm gonna start running, dog. Remember?
I remember last week you said it. Did you run any time this week?
To get some cheaper
I was on my knees at work. I was on my knees at work.
It was a lot. How many steps do you average a day?
I don't wear a watch anymore.
It should just be on your phone. If you go to health, it'll tell you how many steps you did.
That's if you keep your phone on you, though.
Yeah, I don't do that either. I leave it in the office a lot.
No, you don't, fool. You got that shit on you. That's your business, dog.
Mark, what do you average?
Your earbuds. Oh, no, I got to look. My phone's dead.
Are we going to try to flex on who's healthier right now? Because we're all not healthy.
8,000. I wear a watch. No. I get my 6,000 steps in at least. So it's about
I think I do like 12, maybe.
So I don't even have my health app set up. It's telling me to set it up.
I take my watch off as soon as I get home too. That's half my day.
Yeah, so do I.
How many steps, Mike?
Do you have an Apple Watch?
Me?
Yeah. What kind of watch you got?
Samsung. Mine is a Galaxy Watch.
I'll put my loop. Like I'll set it in the morning to be like hella loose, and by the time I get home, it feels like it's tight. Does that happen to you?
No.
Uh oh.
Wait, how many steps do you average a day, Mike? Can we go back?
I don't know how much I average. I don't know.
Well, that's what it says. How many steps?
It should tell you. Yeah, it should tell you. Average.
Yeah. What is yours, Mark?
I'm waiting for my phone to plug in.
Mine says 5,073.
Nice. 5,000?
I don't know. Mine is that weak? Set up either.
I think that's not. I mean, that's not weak, I guess.
I don't know what it is. That's just what it says sure today.
I was like, nine.
No, this is average. That's my average per day, so I don't know what that means. It's even worse.
So you're averaging a day, 5,000.
But like Michael said, my phone is not on me a lot. I leave my phone in my office a lot. So I'm going to use that as an excuse.
I have my phone with me 24.
Oh, yeah, dude.
All day.
My watch was tracking me, but not the app. So I can't tell you. Yeah, I can hold on. What's today? Sunday?
Come on, phone. Charge
up. My watch is off.
Dog, this says last track 2020. This is last year.
Oh, shit. So
this is why I gained weight. This is why I gained weight. This is why I am the way I am right now.
Oh, shit. I don't know. My phone's not turning on.
So now you want to bring the shit up, and I'm the only one that says my time. Cool.
I'll tell you.
Cool. It's all good. You got. Hey, we'll just say you guys walk 10,000 a day. It's easy to say it. All right. Cool. Go ahead.
Mine's at least 6,000. I hit my steps every day. I only have it set up for 6,000.
So yours isn't even that much more than mine.
No, 6,000 is not a lot of steps. Well, see, today I did 6,332.
Oh, see? Mine today was 1,282.
Yeah. So, like I said, 6,000 is not a lot.
Look at that. 1,282 steps today.
That's good.
That's 1,282, Mark.
Yeah, that's good.
You like
I
that?
I was thinking 12,000, dude. Way to freaking confuse me.
Yeah.
1,200?
Yes, 1,200.
Not.
Never mind. Hey. I was confused too. See, was like,
my bad. Hey. He got his look. Out that shit on.
Yeah, he did.
Look.
Shit.
What about that one?
557.
Now that's the hours. Yeah. That's per hour. That's what I'm doing right there. Right, so like that was 1,200 at. That was 1,200 between 3 and 4 p.m. That was my most walked. We went to Walmart. Oh yeah. So the whole day today, I walked 5,073. I be moving, boy.
Moving. Today I did 10,268.
How long? Nice. How long were you wearing your watch?
8 hour day. That's at work.
It's a lot, dude.
I'm on my usually most days I'm on my feet just all day. I don't like being in the office.
I sit down most of my day. But I still
get that. Michael rolls. Does that count?
I do. I drive on a forklift and it's a sit down now too.
I average 10,000 a day, it says.
Well, now it's set up during on my week, phone. We'll touch back next week on what our progress is.
Let's do it. We'll use that as motivation. Mine's probably going to go lower now.
I don't give a fuck what I walk. I'm trying to walk less. That sounds like too much.
It's a lot, dude. That's why my knees will be cracking. That's most of the time on my knees. All that shit.
That's 77 minutes.
Hey, are you riding one of those roller coasters, though? For real?
Yeah, I'm down. I need someone to ride with me.
Who's I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it.
If no one's going with me, I'm not going by myself. Like, that ain't fun.
No, yeah, Sal will definitely do it with you, I think.
Yeah, Sal do it?
Sal. Right. Sal's crazy.
Cool.
Let's go. Sal and Marissa are going.
Man. What's up, cuz? Let's do it, Sal. Damn, I need someone.
Would you jump off that building going? Like that? Everybody has said yes besides Asia and Sean. So, right. Me, Michael, you, Marissa, Katie... And Kika has said yes, but
would Brian do it?
I don't know. I don't know if he's into that, like roller coaster stuff.
Katie's not.
I don't know if she'll jump off the top of the building. I don't know. We haven't been.
Katie, let us know. What's up? Yeah. I need. They're all going to be listening eventually. Like, they'll all listen to this and they'll say something. So I need to know who's going to do it with me. I'm down to do it.
Are you going to do the one that jumps off the top of the building, though?
You're gonna be like parachuting off the top of the building?
No, so the hotel that I booked, what is it called? The Strat. You literally walk off the top of the building and you're connected. It's just like, it's kind of like bungee, but you're just falling down and you're connected, obviously.
Nah, fuck.
All the way to the bottom floor.
No way, top to the bottom.
Dude, go look it up. Dude, you got, come on, producer Mike. Producer Mike.
It's like a zip line.
It's like a zip line, but straight down. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would do that shit?
Someone do it. I don't know. I feel like I would.
I don't know.
I feel like I would. If you get me up there, if someone's down to do it with me, I feel like I could do it. Like, I've always wanted to go skydiving, and I did want to do bungee jumping, you know, but like, I need someone to do it with me to encourage me.
Share your screen, Mike.
Sure, that's shit.
Yeah, I'm telling
tattoo
you.
Tattoo and roller coaster ride. So.
Tattoo and rock sounds like we're going to have a blast. Hell yeah. Nice. Wild side. Do you guys have any like big time phobias?
Yeah, heights, falling, needles.
All right.
Goddamn. Keep
everything.
List of shit, right? I don't know. I guess.
That's the Strat right there. So there's one. That's the second roller coaster has. See, that's the one I'm talking about right there. All the way down, bro.
Like bungee jumping.
Hell no, you ain't doing that. I'll tattoo my ass for sure if you do that. With whatever tattoo you want me to get, too.
Wait, what, bungee jump? Or did you do that?
They're all three at the Strat. I don't know which one. All of them. I don't care which one you do. But the bungee jump is the one I'll tattoo my butt for.
Dude, that's so
four hard. Rides there.
900 feet. We'll see how it goes when I get there.
I just want to see the bungee jump part. or whatever it is. They're all pretty crazy. See, that's crazy right there, bro. Screw that, dude. What if that shit malfunctions?
We're dead.
We're dead. Look how high that is, bro. There's no way.
How often has that happened, though? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you look up a case? Try to find that now.
Where they die off the strat.
How many people have died?
Can we wait till it gets to the bungee, though? This one doesn't look that bad. Oh my god! I my feet like I feel that chill just watching them doing it on video.
Your stomach drops. Oh shit!
Yeah, my stomach drops. See, there it is, right there.
That's crazy. That looks like bungee jumping almost, but they like slow you down and shit.
Yeah. Hell no, dude.
That seems safer than the roller coaster almost, though.
I agree, dude. That looks way safer than any of
like,
the other ones.
I don't know, right? Does it seem like that's a little safer?
I mean, it looks like it slows you down enough. Just,
yeah, it does look a little slower than I thought. It looks slower than I thought, but I doubt that it's safe. Or like,
I mean, she's still falling pretty fast. But
yeah, I was going to say, look at, like, I'm pretty sure it's pretty fast still.
Dude, if somebody pays for the ride and gives me about $200, I'll do it.
Really?
That's $200 you got to give me plus pay for it.
I mean, there is.
Dude, I might. Hey, Mark, you want
to be like 10 of us? I'm down to pay.
Dude, let's pitch in and make this fucker do it, dude. That'll be awesome. I am so down. I'll put 100. You guys.
She's 80 years old, dude.
Oh, heck no. Are you serious? Yeah. You can't take it back, Mike. You said it on the podcast right now.
Edit that out. Edit that out.
Edit that out.
Take that out.
Yeah, so that's going to be crazy. So you have any crazy phobias, Mark?
I don't know. Probably, except I can't think of them. Like, maybe, I don't know. I don't think so.
It says you always
there you go. Jump all the way down.
You hear me?
Yeah, it just slows you down at the end when you're coming down to the fall.
Dude, that looks... Is it 900 feet, it said?
So enough to die if you fall, for sure.
Yeah. Going straight towards concrete? Yeah.
Streaky, oh my god.
I would piss myself, dude. I'm pissing myself just thinking about doing it.
Look at the roller coaster ride in the back.
That one's crazy, too. I don't like that one. That's the type of stomach droppers right there. I don't like that, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just a regular roller coaster is good for me.
You're totally changing up right now, bro. Sal,
I was just thinking, like, 100%
Sal
needle.
Would do this. Sal
we
would
went
do
to
this.
The space
this lady's we just went to the, chilling, bro.
Hell yeah. We went to the Space Needle, like, a little bit of, when Kika was here, and it had the glass floor, and that shit was scary to walk
leans
on.
Out.
Like, no, you're just, you're,
oh, the whole floor.
Glass floor. The whole floor is glass, so you just see straight down. So it is kind of scary to walk on. Like, you feel scared even though you know it's safe, supposedly.
Supposedly?
Like, I still had wobbly feet. Like, we were holding hands and shit. And, like, Emma did it like it ain't shit. She laid on it. She was all cool with it, looking straight down. I'm like, damn. But, so now, like, I don't know. Watching that many times. What if it does not function?
Hey, did you ever get the, like, the feeling of
just
it?
Just watching it, I guess.
Yeah, just watching it gives me the feeling. Oh, I know what I wanted to give you guys, too, for my next one. I already got it. I'm writing it down right now.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you. It's called Free Solo. It's on Netflix.
Okay. Send it in the chat so you don't forget.
It's the craziest thing you guys will ever watch, probably. It's nuts, dude.
I mean, you're still like 2 weeks out, but that's fine.
I know. Just give us that.
We can do it next week. Yeah. Just give us that, he said.
Fuck my shit, huh?
I'm just kidding.
It's too late, dude. You already said it.
Jerk. Such a
free
jerk.
Solo.
Oh, get a heart.
Dude, that, yeah, you guys will love that. I think you guys will like that a lot. Anyways, so yeah, Vegas, tattoos, and roller coasters.
Hey,
and hopefully somebody.
Yup. Have you guys ever seen a ghost?
No. Not that I know.
I'm just curious. I'm saying, dude.
No.
I see stuff at the corner of my eyes, but I don't think I've ever seen anything.
So Michael,
what about aliens?
So
what about aliens?
I feel like I felt like when I go to my mom's and I stay there,
Like, I'll have, like, vivid dreams, or, like, I feel like Eddie's in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll have a vivid dream that I kicked it with, like, Eddie. Like, while I'm at my parents.
Like, at night when you're sleeping?
When I'm asleep, yeah. Yeah, so, like, when I wake up, I feel like it's, like it happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, that's how, those dreams when I dream like that are super vivid and they seem super real, you know? So, like.
Yeah, I have dreams.
As close as I feel like.
Yeah, I had a dream not too long ago because I fell asleep on the couch. Anytime I sleep in a different spot than my bed, I end up having a dream. Like, most times not a good dream. And when I got up in the, yeah, but not like.
Where it wakes you up scared.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, it does do that. Okay, so yeah, nightmare, I guess. Yeah, I just feel like nightmare is more like scary.
Just a bad dream.
Yeah, a bad dream.
Yeah. Or like something that feels real, like for me.
Yes,
like,
that's what it was.
Okay, hold on. But the nightmares for adults aren't the same thing as nightmares for kids. Kids are scared of boogie monsters. Adults are afraid of real shit. So
yeah, so this is what it was.
Says anytime I'm still scared of the.
I'm still scared of the fucking boogeyman too.
And like I have a nightmare about like getting murdered by the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
There's a thing I heard. It's not that you're afraid of the dark. It's you're afraid of the fact that you might not be alone in the dark.
Yeah,
that's funny. It's Why are you trying
to get
us all
creeped out right now, bro? We're about to get off this. Like, I'm gonna have to watch TV for a little bit by myself.
Let me finish. So, anytime I sleep outside of my bed, like off, like, and not in another comfy bed, it happens for some reason. But so I fell asleep on the couch tonight. I tried to go to my room at like 1 o'clock when I woke up. This happens a lot. But when I woke up and EJ ended up being in my bed, and instead of moving him, I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to go sleep on his bed. Well, I went to go sleep on his bed. And I had like the craziest, like it felt so real dream. And it was of Sissy dying. And I told Sophie, I said, like, I kept waking myself up and telling myself it's just a dream. Like, you're dreaming. And then I would go back to sleep and it would come back and it'd feel so real again. Like Sophie said, I'm like crying almost. I'll be crying in my sleep, making noises because I'm crying in the dream. But in my sleep, you could just hear me going, like making whining noises because in my dream, I'm really crying,
you're
dude.
Bawling your eyes out.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know, man. That's the that stuff is crazy to me. I hate that feeling because it feels so real.
So not a ghost, not an alien.
Just no ghosts, no aliens.
What about you? You see alien?
I've never seen anything.
So the real question is, do you believe in aliens?
Me? 100%.
I believe there's some kind of, I mean, we live in too big of, I mean, I'm not going to act like I know, but we live in too big of a universe to fucking not have something else out there.
Think so?
Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
What like, about ghosts?
They're up there. Like,
now, when we say ghosts, are we saying ghosts are the same thing as spirits?
Are we?
I don't know.
So do you think they're spirits?
What's the difference?
I believe in spirits because I believe, like, so I always explain it like this. We're getting real deep real quick. You want to smoke your joint? I'm just kidding.
Try to open that third eye real quick.
You're ready to start getting your mind blown up.
I wish I could.
I'm just kidding. No. So spirits, like I always say it like this. I feel like everybody has a conscience, right? But where does your conscience come from? Your brain? Dogs don't have the same type of conscience we do. Like dogs will freaking kill each other. They're animalistic. Like most animals are animalistic. They don't have the conscience that we have where they're like, where most people feel compassion. Most people feel a conscience that tells them yes or no. No, animals are just animalistic where they go based off of instincts only. We go based off of what our mind and what our conscience is telling us most times.
So you and I believe that's a soul. Before.
That's a soul. That's what I believe.
Jay and I have gone back and forth on this because I said morals and Jay said, well, where do those morals originate from? And I think it's just, eventually humans came to the conclusion of saying, hey, that's not the right thing to do. And it went from there. But Jay thinks.
No, I think it's a feeling. I think morals have always been there. Now they're changed, obviously. Like they've changed, but you've always had the conscience to tell you, oh, I just had a baby. Let me breastfeed this baby. Let me take care of this baby. Let me love and nurture this baby. Like, that's a conscience that your mind telling you that's what you do, where animals aren't like that. Animals would be like, I just had this baby. Now follow me for 6 months and F you, get out of here. You know what I mean? It's like, they don't have a conscience.
That's not true with all animals, though. That's not true with all type of animals. There's animals take care of their cubs and all that different, or their offspring all differently.
Yeah, they're all different. I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying all animals fall into a category. I do think all animals fall into the, they don't have a conscience category, but I don't think that. I think they all do things differently for sure. Animalistic. They're animals. I think they, it's all off of instinct. We're not off of instinct is all my thing is. We're not off of, yeah, it's hard to explain exactly, but
I mean, we have our instincts, but we go beyond that. We can override our instincts because of the conscience that we have.
For instance, we have an instinct as men. We have, like, to get on a men's scale, we have an instinct to want to screw most good looking women, and an animal would just screw that woman like that. Ooh, that bear sees a good looking bear girl and he's going to screw her because that's just the way they are. They're animalistic. Us, our conscience says, nah, we can't be like that. Like, we got to have, like, that's what I'm saying. That's the type, that's the difference in. And that's where I think a soul comes in. That's where souls come. Because you have that thing. Everybody has the thought in their head that says, nah, that's fucking stupid. Don't do that. Everybody.
I think animals do too.
All right, cool. I mean,
what about pre-civilization here?
For like,
huh? What about pre-civilization, Jay? Like before towns, before cities, before getting together and having tribes where it was just you and your family or whatever, you by yourself before.
Before what? When we were cavemen?
Men still did what you just said. Pretty much go out and screw whoever they want to have offspring. At some point in human history, before everything, men were like that, where they would just see a girl, get them, mate with them, have offspring, and that would be it. If you want to say cavemen, Neanderthals, so. Or whatever, you don't?
Yeah. No, you're going. I mean, I think men did it in a bad, yeah. But they still had a conscience that made them feel bad about it. You just don't get that conscience later on in life that says, oh, we feel bad about this now. No, it's the same thing. Like, for instance, when you do something wrong, you feel wrong for doing that something wrong. A dog doesn't feel wrong for doing something wrong unless you get it in trouble and tell them you do something wrong. You feel something wrong just by the feeling of feeling something wrong. You get what I'm saying? Like, a dog, you have to train that's not okay.
I don't think that's true, though. Like, I don't like the term with the animals, because the animals, like, have those type of feelings and understandings still, too. Like, even with, like, an animal that's trying to breed with another animal, like, there's certain type of animals, what is it, like a wolf or... like a, I don't know what they are, but they'll make them do like a certain type of dance, and then they'll choose like, okay, yeah, you can be with me. Like the female will be like, all right, I choose that one or something. Like they don't just do.
Or just go rape and rather animals is what you're saying.
Yeah, like they.
I mean,
have,
they do, they but they
just,
don't.
Yeah, they still do, but not they all also of them like.
Do. I mean, just let your dog out, dog. Just let your dog out when she's in heat. She'll get screwed by 10 other dogs. Like there's no.
Maybe some dogs, come on, dog.
Like, my dog literally broke down a fence to get to a female dog. Like, literally broke his leg to get to the dog.
Okay, so are you saying every human has a soul then?
If that's what you're saying,
what about sociopaths who do not feel what you just said?
I think they have something wrong in their head, obviously. They have a sickness.
Okay, but that
no, that's a sickness. That's different.
That you're just saying. If you're saying we only have that conscience that tells us right from wrong, or
makes
us feel bad from
it. I'm not saying that's the only thing you have. I never said that's the only thing you have.
That's what makes you said that.
You still have a
soul.
But I'm not saying that you're. That doesn't mean you're not going to do something wrong. We do something wrong all the time. I'm not saying that doesn't that. Most people feel bad about it, but people that are sick and have something wrong in their head usually comes back that they have something wrong. They got schizophrenia. They got whatever disease they got in their head is an actual sickness. It's not just most times it's a sickness, right? Like, can we agree with that? They all have something wrong with them. It's not, they're sick in the head. That's why the term they're sick is, it comes from. It's not, I don't think that.
Sometimes I do something that I feel like.
Don't need to confess, Mark. You don't need to confess to anything.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying like sometimes I'll do something that I know, like I'll lie about. Like maybe I have plans with someone and I just don't feel like doing it. Like the easy way for me is just to lie about it. Like nothing's wrong with me in the head. I just that's like for me that was it.
Yeah, you're going way too deep with like you're going about, way
too simple.
Yeah, he's talking about people that are like raping little kids and stuff. Why don't their conscience? Yeah, they're missing, right, you're they're saying like why? That. What about
can
people?
Can we rewind real quick? Can we rewind? So you're saying that our conscience is what we it make our decisions our
soul.
With?
It no, I'm just saying that we have soul. It. We just have it. Yeah, I'm just saying we have something that tells us that I don't believe animals have. I don't believe animals have that. Extra thing. I believe that they have a brain and I believe they have maybe conscience isn't even the right word. I'm just saying that's what we have created it. I'm not saying that animals don't feel bad. They'll feel bad for doing something wrong, but it's a train to feel bad. It's something that was trained in them. And I don't believe we were
just thinking of basic. I'm thinking you're thinking of house animals. Like you're just,
you're no, I'm thinking about every animal. What are you talking about? I'm thinking about any animal in the world.
Animals are fucking very smart and they
have I'm not talking about though. See you're mixing up smart for an do you have
to me,
something
that's what it is
so you believe every like, animal has something in a soul in their head that's telling them like what right from wrong you believe that
say not every animal I would just say just like not every person
see I don't believe that animals have something that certain, is I think right or wrong I don't believe that I believe that they have a brain that they're taught. They're taught what's right and wrong because a dolphin is swimming with their mom and their mom tells so them which ways to go just, and they're being know. Trained.
Huh? You're saying we just know.
Like, I'm saying we have.
Were taught too. If a person,
we were
a
taught a lot of things.
Wild, what if saying. A human grew up in the wild? Do you think it'd be the exact same as a human in society?
No. Moral or see, again, right again, you're doing, again, you're doing what Mark is doing and you guys are going, you're mixing up the brain to the soul. I'm not saying you're going to be raised the same. You're going to act the same. I'm saying you're still going to have the soul conscience that tells you what's right and wrong, or you'll still have the feeling. Maybe not saying, hey, don't do this, or hey, don't go, bro, go watch George of the Jungle. That fool was born in the woods and he still wanted to, it's he still knew that that was
that
the right thing, dog.
Movie.
Come on.
Settle down.
I'm just saying, like,
I guess I'm confused what you're saying. Like, our soul is what makes us know.
No. A soul, I'm not saying a soul teaches you. I'm not saying a soul trains you. I'm not saying you're not, it changes the way you're raised.
Can
I'm not saying
the
definition
that. Definition of what a soul is. Mikey,
what's that? No, I'm not looking that
what's
up.
What's the definition?
Yeah, there's no really definition for it. Like, I'm just saying, I believe that little voice in your head that you get, like, you could say devil versus Jesus, whatever. When you're about to watch porn and you bust after you watch porn, now I know what you're going to say because I know the type of dude you are right now. But at one point in our lives, I'm getting off topic to be, I'm doing a little bit real quick. So this is off topic a little bit. At one point in our lives, after you bust, you feel a little bad about it.
Yeah, depending on where I bust.
Exactly. Exactly.
Maybe I should have done it. Right.
Exactly. So you have the animalistic ways because you had to get this shit out of you. But after you're done, you're like, damn, dude, that was kind of, I shouldn't have did it like in the bathroom at work, right? Like, you'll have, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, everybody, a man, because you go back, all it goes back to them. I'm just saying, I believe that we have that little bit extra.
I understand what you're trying to say, but I think you're giving very bad examples. Because in a sex positive,
I told you before I said that.
I know.
I told you before I said that was a bit. I wasn't being serious about that
okay,
one.
Okay, because that wasn't a good example. But still, I don't know, dude.
All right. Well,
we'll end it on that.
On that note. Peace of mind for people to think about. Can they get back to us?
Yo, what was the root? What was the root of this conversation?
What was it?
It was aliens and ghosts. That's what it was.
And then I said,
if we believe in spirits, and that's what it was.
Oh, the difference.
Yeah. Between a ghost and a spirit. Yeah.
So what's the difference?
Yeah. I don't believe in ghosts, but I believe there's spirits.
I guess I believe the same thing. I think there's ghosts and spirits. I think there's.
So what would a ghost be?
The form of someone's body that got left here. Like they couldn't go. I don't know. Like, I don't know. And then a spirit is just more of like.
This fool's watching. This fool's watching the freaking cartoon. What is it called? Casper. He's watching Casper. Like, we all got left here in the house.
I'm saying a full, like a actual person though, not like a ghost shaped figure that's floating. But I have been watching the show called Ghost. It's pretty funny though. You guys should watch that show. It's on Peacock. I don't know what's it on, but you should watch it. It's hella funny. Cool.
All right.
What'd you find?
A ghost is just a remnant of a physical body. It's kind of like looking at a bright image and then closing your eyes and seeing it. It has no consciousness. It is an imprint of the energy that is left behind. The body has consciousness. It's pretty much saying a spirit is an actual, what we usually see as ghosts, which is a person's image plus their consciousness, is what a spirit is. Whoa.
Give me the goosebumps, Doc.
Not me. That sounds stupid as fuck.
Not to me.
That's the difference between the two is all I'm
saying. It has no consciousness. It just takes shape of the person's body that was pretty much.
No. The ghost has no consciousness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's like a ball of light. That's what I said. It.
Yeah. So the ghost would be a ball of light versus a spirit would be an image of the person. Like a ghost. I want to say ghostly image of the person,
They can actually. Look, you can talk, feel that they're there, and like,
if you see him at the corner of your eye, it'll have a humanoid shape or whatever it may be. Versus, I guess maybe it's backwards. But I'm pretty sure it's set it the other way.
You gotta talk about all this shit. I'm telling you, this stuff fucking me right now. All right,
I'm telling you. Go do some more research on. There's a whole. The reason why I know a little bit about this is this last point. The reason I did a whole little study, like not my own study, but I did a whole video watch when I was going to church and I was real deep in it. I did a whole video watch on this doctor that did a whole study and like he studied the brain. They did all this work and they can't figure out where that extra voice comes on from that we have. Like that, there's not part of your brain. There's something that's not part of your brain that we get that extra conscious. People call it a consciousness, but it's that extra part. It's not. They have not been able to find it in the brain from what part of the brain that has that. So that's why most people say.
You're saying they don't find a part of the brain that tells you the difference between good and bad?
No. See, you keep mixing up what I'm saying with your brain. I'm not saying that they're two separate things. I'm saying that voice that we have that I just keep calling it a consciousness was not the right word. The voice that we have, right?
What's this voice telling us?
It's not only when I say good or bad, that's not the only thing it tells you. Okay, but I'm just saying.
Explain to me like what?
I can't. I mean, you're wanting it in like a very like black and white terms. There's really no black and white terms for it. I don't really. There's no way I can explain it to you. I'm just saying. Let's call it the consciousness.
Well, you were saying like how women know to feed a baby, like breastfeed, like back in the day, like.
You were saying earlier. I'm just giving like
that's just, that's like the natural stuff to do is what we're talking about.
Yeah, right? But that doesn't mean an animal is not going to know to breastfeed a baby. You're going more like physical. No, I'm literally
trying to figure out exactly what.
So what does the voice do other than tell you, make you feel bad?
I think that's where all our morals came from. I think that's where morals come from. I think that's where.
Morals are what?
Something that you can't, right? No. Well, yeah. Let's say our basic morals in life, is you can't touch a child. That's just a basic moral that most people have. As an adult.
The difference between doing something bad. Or doing something wrong and doing something right.
Yeah, but that can also be taught. That's what I'm saying. You can't mix up the basic morals from what's being taught to you too as a kid. Like, oh, don't steal that piece of gum, or because you also are taught it. So there are parts of your brains that creates memories of things that you should not do. But there's also a voice. I'm talking about that, that thing that we all have. I don't know what to call it. I'm just saying that thing that we all have that give you the I shouldn't do this thing. Like that's something that I believe is are like a part of extra the soul.
That voice in the back of your head, subconscious feeling that you get like, yeah. Oh shit, maybe I shouldn't do this, or oh shit.
Like even in the moment of something, you know what I mean? And you're like, oh shit, you shouldn't do that. Like, or like you, and sometimes you'll defy that voice and do it. But like, I believe that's something we have that no other thing on earth has. I believe we're the only ones that have that. And I believe that's why we're so much more, huh?
So did you ever answer the aliens? Like you believe there's aliens or not?
I would say I don't really know. I don't really have an answer for that. Like personally, I would say like with my minimalistic mindset, I would say no, just because no, but I'm not going to say that there's no possibility. Yeah. I just feel like we all have like, we're so advanced on Earth that why wouldn't we know that there's something out there? But hey,
or we do, or someone does.
See, then that's more conspiracy. Yeah, that's like I don't really someone get into does, conspiracy don't either. Say shit. Yeah, okay.
Does, don't I mean, you're all about nothing. That Raider conspiracy, bro.
Hell about the Raider conspiracy, dog.
For you sure. Don't want to get into the real ones. For sure, the real one of aliens. Yeah. Okay.
But we're not all that advanced either, though.
Can we find someone?
We can't that even go back to the moon,
is
right?
Into aliens? Can we get someone on the podcast that is into them? That done research and just fucking, I would love to hear about that shit.
You should ask Clint. You should ask Clint about the whole consciousness thing too. I mean, I don't know if he's ever
obviously
learned about
a religious thing.
Yeah, it is a religious thing for sure. But the cool thing about it, and the reason why I still believe it, is because when I did the research on it, like I said, it hasn't been proven not to be religious. Like it's only been proven to be something we can't prove, which to me means that.
So it's
religious, like they could study if you got concussions your whole life, right? And you messed up your head and you died from that or you had problems from that, but they can't find out why we have this extra voice and where it comes from.
Yeah, crazy. All right, Mr. Typing McTypes.
No, I know our
hold
whole
on.
Podcast no, just no, has no, typing.
No,
Clint did talk about that. He was like, you just hear Michael in the background.
I know. Hold on. So
you need to get a new click. I'll buy you a new keyboard, dog.
It's a mechanical keyboard, bro. Chill.
I don't care if it's mechanical or. I know. What the hell is the difference?
It types for you? Does it type for you?
Stop it.
What? No, it does nothing different. The word is different. That's it.
Stop. The human soul weighs 21 grams. Did you know that?
Oh, so
there's a study just like the one what Jay was talking about, and it hasn't been disproved. And they said that they weighed the human body before it died and after it died, before the gases were released, before anything like that can be accounted for. And they can't account for that, the loss of weight, which is 21 grams, which they say is a human soul. Did you know that?
Crazy.
I mean, Jay? I weigh stuff every day at work.
Oh my.
And that's just hard for me to believe, Doug. So that. Yeah, like I can put something in like the cup, and I weigh by grams too, by 0.01 grams.
If the internet said it, I believe it. All
right. There's an actual study on it. It was a big old thing. I thought Jay would know about it with his deep study in the human soul. Yeah.
His deep study. He went on like a 5-month hiatus to figure
dude,
out.
Dude, it was a while.
YouTube video. I thought it would be a part of that YouTube video. I'm like I said, it was a big thing. No joke. All joking aside, it's a real study, a real thing that happened. That they weighed it, the body and the human soul is like 21 grams. Everything.
I don't know what Mark's laughing at right now.
You never studied for shit, dog. You didn't study this stuff.
I promise. You could ask
you
Sophie.
You look at like one video, homie. Dr. You're like, oh,
Duncan
yeah. Blew my mind.
McDougal.
Oh, shit. Doctor. Oh, did I hurt your feelings? I think I hurt his
mine?
Feelings.
Nah, I don't get hurt by it. I don't get hurt by you, bud. You're the one that gets hurt.
I do. I'm sensitive, dog. I'm sensitive. I get mad. I don't get hurt. I get mad.
That's crazy. He weighed the humans. He weighed dogs. When dogs died, nothing happened.
What's up?
You want to body box again?
Dude, you don't want to body box me. All
right, boys, let's call it a night. I got to work tomorrow morning.
You're gorilla head.
All right, I'm going to roll this intro.
Mike, did you ever body box
Jay growing up? I did, dude, and he messed me up so bad my shoulder got hurt. I had to call out to work and go to the hospital.
You did do that.
See?
You did do that, bro.
My shoulder got tore up, dude. I fell and everything to the floor. Mind you, I mean, there was a bunch of holes in the backyard, but...
Yeah, he blamed it on a hole. Not the fact that I just cracked him right in the freaking shoulder and dislocated his whole crap.
A shoulder hit is what's going to knock you down.
Yeah.
I thought I got
not the goal.
Yeah, Bart was throwing up afterwards. You went to the hospital afterwards.
Did he really?
he made me throw up my chorizo. Oh, like, we body boxed right after breakfast, bro. He got me good. I'm never playing this game again.
Stupid.
All right, roll that outro, Jay.
Yeah, peace out. Hit me up.